the official last time. If I get another request, I'm simply not going to do the interview because we are going to stay on message.
Just yesterday, a fourth woman came forward to accuse him of misconduct. Now the Washington Examiner is reporting a fifth woman is making accusations. Former heavyweight boxing champ Joe Frazier has died after he was diagnosed with liver cancer. He was 67. CNN's Mark McKay looks back on Frazier's career.
Joe Frazier made his indelible mark on boxing during the sport's heavyweight heydays. Born the son of a South Carolina sharecropper, Smokin' Joe, as he was known, rose through the ranks to become one of the most recognized fighters in history. After winning a gold medal for the United States at the 1964 Olympics in Tokyo, Frazier turned professional and quickly began ringing up opponents in the ring.
Frazier fought Muhammad Ali three times in the 1970s, including the famous Thriller in Manila. Ali said in a statement that the world has lost a great champion. Pennsylvania investigators are asking potential victims of sexual abuse by a former Penn State assistant football coach to come forward. Jerry Sandusky is accused of abusing eight young boys between 1994 and 2009. State Police Commissioner Frank Noonan says some of Sandusky's actions were known, but nobody did anything about it.
There was a police investigation in which he made admissions about inappropriate contact in a shower room. Jerry Sandusky did. And nothing happened, and nothing stopped.
The jury says Dr. Conrad Murray's guilty of involuntary manslaughter in Michael Jackson's death. Dr. Alan Steinberg, who became the star witness for the prosecution, hopes the decision will put an end to the culture of doctors giving celebrities what they want.
It's a wake-up call for all physicians that we need to practice within our boundaries and within the standard of care. And I think it's going to be good for the public and for physicians, too.
This is CNN Radio.
Yo?
Quick. Who has the best Veterans Day deals on appliances?
Home Warehouse.
Consider this your wake-up call.
It's the Sears Red Tag event. This Friday and Saturday, get 20 to 50% off Red Tag items. Up to 25% off all Kenmore appliances. Plus get up to 15% off all other brands. So what did I win?
Knowledge, my friend. Knowledge.
Think you know where to go? Think again. Sears, number one in home appliances. Exclusions apply. See store for details. Kenmore savings range from 5 to 25%. Other brands from 5 to 15%. Offer valid 11-11 through 11-12.
Norman, why is there a bed in my office?
Well, Mr. Frenwell, to catch up on all the work, I figured we should start sleeping here.
Just call Bob from Account Temps.
Okay, but he'll need his own mattress.
We aren't ready to hire full-time, but the staff can't keep working these crazy hours. Why, Bob can handle credit and collections, accounts receivable, whatever we need.
Now I'm confused. Will Bob need a mattress or not?
Not.
Be flexible, work smarter with Account Temps, the staffing firm recommended by 9 out of 10 hiring managers, a Robert Half company. Learn more at AccountTemps.com.
A fresh reminder this morning that economic recoveries are seldom, if ever, smooth. Credit reporting company TransUnion reports the number of Americans late on mortgage payments by at least 60 days rose in this year's July through September quarter, the first increase in a year and a half. Almost 6.5% falling 2 months behind. That rising rate often is seen as a predictor of which way the foreclosure rate is headed. Wall Street firms are becoming a bit more Scrooge-like this year. Consulting firm Johnson Associates says people who work on Wall Street will receive bonuses smaller by 20 to 30% this year versus last year. And it has nothing to do with public outcry over Wall Street bonuses. The firms simply have not made as much money this year. Japan's Nikkei fell 1% in trades today. Relief that Greece is now receiving financial help is helping European markets, most up more than 1%. S&P futures rising 4, NASDAQ futures up 14. I'm Andrew O'Day in the newsroom at MarketWatch.com.
If you're part of running a business, you know your mind works differently from other folks.
Heating costs, cooling costs, reducing costs.
In fact, you've always got decisions on your mind.
How do I trim my budget back and still watch my employees' backs?
Aflac!
We understand. So choosing Aflac should be an easy decision. It's a way to enhance employee benefits at no direct cost to your business. Aflac is insurance for things like accidents or critical illness. And it pays cash benefits directly to help cover things Major Medical doesn't. It's like a safety net for your employees. And since it's voluntary, it doesn't cost your business a cent. Because you've already got enough on your mind.
Taking care of business, taking care of my people.
Aflac!
That's how we do it.
Find out how you can make Aflac available at no cost to your business. Call 1-866-61-AFLAC or visit aflac.com/protect.
The latest 4G smartphones from the nation's top carriers are now conveniently located under one roof, and that roof belongs to Walmart, except during the holidays when they lease the roof to some reindeer. Get the Samsung Stratosphere for Verizon, the HTC Sensation for T-Mobile, and the Samsung Galaxy S2 for AT&T, starting at just $23.33. So for the latest 4G smartphones, come to Walmart, and while you're in the parking lot, check out their roof. It's really cool. Save money, live better. Walmart. Offer with 2-year new agreement or qualified 2-year extension may be available on select plans. Data plan required. Brand and assortment availability varies by location.
I've been riding since I was 17. Flat out my whole life. Had some medical issues. Then I was prescribed one drug one place, another somewhere else. United Healthcare saw I could be in real trouble if I'd have taken both drugs together. They spotted the danger, and United Healthcare warned my pharmacist in time. We only get one shot, and I want to leave this life exhausted.
We're more than 78,000 people looking out for 70 million Americans. That's health in numbers. United Healthcare.
The comments, ideas, and opinions expressed in the following program are those of the show participants only. Nothing stated in this program reflects the ideas, opinions, or beliefs of this radio station and or Clear Channel Radio.
Change mandates vision. Vision mandates intelligence. Intelligence mandates thought, and thought demands attention. As we look for leadership that demonstrates courage and conscience, we ask the deliberate question that provides the path to truth. And that question is, are you ready for change? And if you are you ready for First Shift with Tony Trupiano?
Good morning, one and all. It is a Tuesday, a dreary Tuesday morning, but it won't last long. Election Day. Election Day here all over the state of Michigan, whether it's a recall, a local referendum, a millage, whatever the case is, you need to go out and vote. V-O-T-E, vote, vote, vote. Wasn't that clear? In just under an hour, the polls open all across the state. I will be voting a little later on today, and I look forward to it, as should all you. If for some reason you don't have an election in your community, then call somebody that you know that does and remind them to vote. There is no more important thing in the world to do today than to vote. In fact, we're going to get to, we'll get to that in just a minute. What are we going to do today? Well, you know, we're going to hang out for a while. We're going to let you know why, you know, Jeff is single. I figured it out this morning. I'll share that with you in just a little bit. And in the 7 o'clock hour, Republican candidate for the presidency. Let me clarify. Republican candidate for the presidency, former Governor Buddy Romer will be with us. That's right, former governor, Republican, running for the presidency. You're asking yourself, why have we not heard this name before? Why do we not know he's a candidate? Well, we'll get to that as well. At 7:50, you got it, Occupy Detroit, 8 o'clock, Crispy Halakis will be in studio, so we've got a lot to cover on this Election Day 2011. That's right, Election Day 2011.
Before you punch in for your first shift, here is the first word with Tony.
The first and only word today. It needs no explanation. In fact, it should be clear and obvious to you what the first word today will be. Think, sit, ponder. Yep, you're right. The first word is vote. Just vote. It needs no explanation. It needs no definition. It just needs you to act. It needs you to get up from whatever you're doing after 7 a.m. this morning before 8 p.m. this evening and go V-O-T-E vote. Just vote. Today is Election Day. If you are not registered to vote, shame on you. But you can go to thetonyshow.org, still download that form, and go register. Of course, it's too late to vote today. But there are other elections coming up. Folks, vote. Register and vote. And today's first word is what? That's right. Vote. Okay, that's our first word for today. So here's the situation. Really simple. I'm having a conversation with Jeff this morning and explaining to him. Doesn't matter what we're talking about, okay? Irrelevant to what I'm about to tell you. I'm having a conversation with Jeff this morning. And I said something, and he instantaneously changes the conversation without even recognizing that I spoke. Now we understand why he's single. And we do. I mean, it's okay, and I'll work with him on this as long as he's open to doing that. But, you know, sometimes you have to validate the other person's words. That's all I'm saying. Jeff, good morning to you.
Oh, and good morning to you.
I'm just, you know, I want to help you. I want to help you.
I already figured part of the reason out yesterday. And again, here we go, changing the subject. But apparently, people pay more attention to shoes than I thought they do. Did you know this? I didn't know that the shoes that you wear, you're getting judged on, like, almost immediately.
I'm not aware of this and don't understand what that has to do with you being single is, but...
Yeah, that's it. That's the problem. I didn't know this, and I found this out by asking a few of my friends, who are females, about what order they check guys out in. And shoes are, like, in the top three for sure, either second
Seriously?
Or third. Oh, yeah. And the funny thing is because you can wear different shoes. So I was thinking, you know, eyes, smile, things like that in nature. No, shoes. Shoes were in the top three.
I could be butt ugly, but if I've got some, you know, kick butt shoes, I got a chance.
You've moved up. You've moved up in the world. Yeah, it was outstanding to me. I put a post on Facebook, and the responses were just unreal.
All right, so back up and tell me why you kind of discovered this.
Because somebody, a friend of mine, had mentioned to me that the shoe, like, you can't wear I guess the word was junky shoes. And I was like, what? Like, you know, wait, that's one of the criteria in the top three? And she was like, yeah. And so I started asking more and more people, and the next thing you know, yeah, the shoes you pick, the shoes make the man, I guess. I have no idea.
Now, I got to be honest, I've never noticed your shoes. So it's hard for me to, I mean, what do you normally, I'm assuming you're wearing sneakers of some kind because you go work out after the show.
No, actually I'm not, so I'm glad that you didn't notice. But here's another thing, I started asking guys the same thing. Guys do not look at shoes at all.
No.
And I don't know why you would as a guy, you know. I can't remember the last time I noticed anyone's shoes.
Thank you.
Actually, you know what, I do remember the last time I noticed someone's shoes. It was your son Anthony on Friday, because his shoes were outstanding.
Right? In Technicolor. They were in Technicolor.
A thousand different colors.
Yeah.
And I noticed that stands out. Like, if it's just normal shoes, then why would I ever look down or notice
them? Odd, because I noticed that as well, and I never noticed what he's wearing on his feet.
Well, they were like rainbows. That's why I was you couldn't not look away. I mean, they pointed the attention to their feet, so... that was the last time, the only time I can think I've noticed shoes in the last year or more.
Yeah, if the Wizard of Oz were shoes, Anthony, that's what Anthony was wearing.
And so other than that, though, guys, it was funny because I asked people on Facebook, girls on Facebook, to list their, you know, actually one of my friends listed it, and I thought it was interesting, her top five. And I go, that's funny, because if a guy had a top five, I don't think it would be anywhere close to this, you know.
Well, could I ask what her top five was? Is it something we can talk about on the radio?
I can't remember. I know, like I said, shoes came in third for her. And I think, you know, it was some of the other ridiculous eyes, smile, that, you know, the normal stuff.
Right. I mean, you know, guys are pretty much all dogs. So we're looking at, you know, chest, butt. Eyes, you know, face.
I doubt shoes would ever, you know, you keep going.
Yeah,
like
you're right. If you kept on pressing me, saying, okay, next, shoes would not have been on my list anywhere. But that's just me. And a lot of women, as everybody knows, this is no, I mean, I'm not just disparaging women in any way, but women like shoes.
Right, but I thought
actually,
that was
my oldest son is really into shoes, too, and I don't know what that says about him.
I'm starting to see more and more guys doing, but you know what, the guys that are into shoes, like, again, not looking at women's shoes or other guys' shoes, but they're into, like, you know, collecting Jordans or something, which I don't get at all.
Yeah, well, yeah, I would never collect a shoe. Sweet God, why would you want to do that?
Oh, Jordan collections are very popular with guys.
But why?
I don't know.
Okay.
I can't tell you, because I don't collect shoes. And this is another thing, when I go to choose shoes, basically, it's comfort. And then practicality. Like, does it help me? You know, I go get running shoes if I want, you know, to start running more. And I went and actually bought shoes this weekend. I based it on comfort. Like, oh, these ones felt the best, and that's why I bought them. Not necessarily how do they look. So that's why when I found out, oh, wait a minute, shoes are so important, I put a picture of them up on Facebook, and they got good reviews. So I was happy that I chose one. But I went and looking for comfort, and then does it do what I want it to do? Running shoes, bam, out the door.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, you know, my criteria for buying shoes has always been price and then comfort.
The price was right on these.
You're right. You know, listen, I refuse, and Anthony will tell you how true this is, I refuse to pay. Really, I can't imagine I've ever paid more than $30 for a pair of shoes, ever. Now I realize I'm not getting the best quality shoe that way, and I realize that, you know, there's something to be said for buying a more expensive shoe. You've got to take care of your feet and et cetera. I get that. But I just don't see it as a necessity. So I don't spend a lot of money on shoes.
I don't, I try not to either. My limit, though, is around, I think, $50, not 30.
How many pair of shoes do you have
that
you actually wear consistently?
Three.
Okay, same with me.
But, I mean, what does sandals count?
Well, we can make that four.
No, well, I got sandals, I've got dress shoes, I got workout shoes, and then now because of this past weekend, I've got four shoes that I can walk around.
That's basically, I have a pair of sneakers. I have a pair of, those shoes I'm wearing now, which are everyday just kickabouts. I have a pair of dress shoes and I have a pair of sandals.
That's all you need. I don't know why people have more than 10. Or, you know.
More than 10.
Well, I mean, even 10 is a lot for me. I would never have 10.
I get you. It's one of those things where, you know, and I know that there are men that are really into shoes. I get that. I'm not, it's to each their own. I could care less. But if I'm going to invest dollars in something, it's not, for me, it's not going to be shoes. But I'm shocked to learn that women consider shoes part of the criteria. I guess I'm thrilled at the same time.
Right.
So
because that's something you can instantly improve.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Now, I'm married and not available. Not that that matters in the bigger picture. That's really interesting. Women really said shoes.
Yeah. So apparently, you know.
Let me, Anthony, come real quick because I know we're about to get to the break. Do you find that your women friends, your girlfriends are like, notice your shoes?
Oh, definitely.
Really?
Yeah, I've heard this before, too, actually.
Really?
Yeah, shoes and a watch.
Is that what led you to buy the rainbow shoes?
No.
Those shoes are cool, by the way.
Yeah, they are. I mean, they're multicolored. But
not everybody can pull that off, but Anthony does.
No, I couldn't. He does way more than I could.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's like a personality. It fits his personality. And then, you know, that's another thing. Shoes are sometimes a reflection of your personality. So that would make sense, actually. All right, not that that has anything to do with where we're going today, but that's okay. You know what? Sometimes it's best just to go where the conversation takes you. All right, we'll take a quick break here. This is First Shift. Thanks for punching in this morning. This is 1310 WDTW. Go vote. I'm Tony Trupiano. We'll be right back. Vote, 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 vote.
First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
I want the top wealthiest Americans to be taxed higher and that money to go to education.
I want true democracy for the 99% of us who don't have it anymore.
On 1310 WDTW.
1310 WDTW. Continuous Traffic Watch.
Good morning, Tony. Our total traffic update looks pretty good for drivers coming up from downriver, I-75. As you make your way West Road, Eureka, heading towards Southfield Road, we're moving along pretty well, but it's a little bit early still in the morning rush. If you do get onto the Southfield, M39 looks good from 94 as you head up toward the I-96 Jeffries Interchange.
1310 WDTW, Motor City Weather.
The forecast from the National Weather Service, look for rain today. Our high near 65, tonight some clouds, a low of 54, tomorrow rain and a high of 63. Right now we do have light rain near the airport and 55 degrees. I'm Diane Cross. You're listening to 1310 WDTW, the home of First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
Hi, Tony Trupiano here. One of my pet projects for 2011 is to get those of you who have yet to register to vote to do just that. If you are connected to the internet, I have made it very easy for you to register. Just go to www.thetonyshow.org. That's www.thetonyshow.org and click on the register to vote button that is prominently displayed on the home page. Now, there are no excuses, and it only takes a few minutes, and it's free as well. So if you have yet to register to vote, I am not concerned as to why, but I am concerned if you don't do it now. Again, just go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the button that says register to vote. We all care about our democracy, sure we do. But if you are not registered to vote, then no matter how passionate you are about voting or having the ability to vote, it's honestly just complaining, and we've all had enough of that. Go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the register to vote button right now and register. Thank you.
Welcome to Wilkins Bank. For checking, press 1. Savings, press 2. For other options, press other options. Is that correct? Press 3. To go back. For checking, press 1. Checking, is that correct? Mortgages. Lost or stolen ATM. For fraud.
If your bank won't let you talk to a real person 24/7 by pressing 0, you need an ally. Ally Bank. No nonsense. Just people sense. Member FDIC.
Unions work. One of the many advantages of being a worker covered by a union contract is the increased likelihood that you will have guaranteed benefits, including scheduled wage increases, affordable health insurance, a secure pension, and paid time off, than non-union workers. Wouldn't it be nice to have that peace of mind and economic security that comes with a union contract? Find out how a union can work for you. Call the United Food and Commercial Workers at 1-888-485-9671. That's 1-888-485-9671.
AVG links millions of users to protect computers from digital threats. To make this point, we built a cage made of millions of toothpicks, put two people inside, then dropped it in a jungle with a 500-pound tiger. How will the tiger react with nothing between it and these strangers but a few inches of toothpicks?
He's staring straight at us.
See if there is strength in numbers.
It's going to be a long night.
AVG presents Tiger vs. Toothpicks at WeProtectUs.com.
First Shift is more than a radio show.
It's a movement.
And it's Facebook fun as well.
Very impressive.
Add a like to the First Shift with Tony Trupiano page today and tell a friend.
I'm friends with Marilyn Olson, too. He comes over.
Interact with other listeners.
Yo, what's up, diggity doll?
Listen to the song of the day.
Very googly moogly.
Vote in the daily poll.
That's how I roll.
And even win prizes by participating in the contest.
You ever have that feeling you were just born for greatness?
First Shift with Tony Trupiano on Facebook. And also follow us
at Tony Trupiano on Twitter.
Call Tony and be heard. 1-888-552-3595. This is First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
Welcome back. 22 minutes after 6 o'clock. Vote. If I haven't mentioned that, today is Election Day and you need to vote. It's that simple. I just need you to go out and vote today. Now that we've determined how important shoes are, Kevin Smith, a former Detroit, now current Detroit Lion, has to pick out some fancy shoes for this Sunday's game against the Chicago Bears. I'm assuming they're going to throw them in and let them play, Jeff.
No, I think he's for depth. I think Maurice Morris, obviously he's been here longer. I'm impressed every time he touches the ball. As far as a backup goes, obviously you'd want Best or even LeSueur in there before Maurice Morris. But Morris, I think they got that other guy, Keelan Williams, right? Isn't that his name?
Sure.
He's a big back. I think Kevin Smith, as many people are all up in arms or excited about him coming back, and I think he'll touch the ball, but it's Mo Morris and Williams that'll carry the load.
All right, Jeff, I just asked if you thought he was going to play. Sweet God, I didn't ask you to break down the entire backfield for me.
It sounded like you wanted him to
be thrown
right in.
I'm excited. I like the guy. I miss him.
How about Leonard Davis?
Got a skill set, absolutely. I mean, he's going to be a backup player.
Here's the cool thing, though. I don't know if you caught the news report. Nate Burleson actually restructured his contract and is getting paid less this year just so they could sign Leonard Davis.
Well, Nate Burleson's the real deal. In fact, I saw an ad yesterday. And this is going to tell you this is a little weird now. I saw an online ad yesterday. Nate Burleson has a foundation. And I don't know even what his foundation does. But I thought, you know what, I'm going to buy a couple tickets to this event at Morton Steakhouse just to support Nate Burleson.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
And then I saw the prices of the tickets.
Oh, okay.
And now I got to think real long and hard about it. Now, it would have been different, but the van broke down. So there's $811 later, and I have to pay for that yet. So that impacted my decision. But I seriously was going to buy a couple tickets because I thought Anthony and I would love to go. Who doesn't like a good steak? And then, Nate's actually serving, and the Lions are going to be waiters that evening.
Pretty cool.
Yeah. So we may still do it. It's just $250 a ticket.
Wow.
And I wasn't expecting to drop $811 on the van. But it's just part of being an adult, isn't it?
I guess so.
You can relate. You've had lots of vehicle issues. I just was really disappointed when the guy called me from the shop yesterday and said, Yeah, it's the fuel pump, and it's a very specific kind. You got to buy it directly from Chrysler. It's not one of those interchangeable ones, and you need a new battery, and with, you know, everything plus, you know, this and that, it's $811. And I was dead silent. And he chuckled, and I said, "I'm sorry, what do you find funny about this?" Because I don't know what he found funny about it.
No.
I was stunned. But I don't have a choice, so I may not be helping out Nate Burleson this year after all. But up until that point, I was like, yeah, you know, this might be fun. Anthony and I would enjoy this. But maybe not.
No, I think Nate's a stand-up guy. I mean, perfect for Detroit. Guy, selfless guy, trying to get this guy, Leonard Davis, to be part of the team, knows it would help the team. So, yeah, no problem. I'll redo my contract to let him to get him in under the cap for us. I mean, and on top of it, just charities, helping out around the community, even with his role. He's the second wide receiver. You think he would be complaining that he doesn't have enough touchdowns or anything this year? Not, doesn't, you know, just wants to win.
No, he's a great guy. No, there's no question he's a great guy. By the way, read this morning that Carlos Guillen says that he and Maglio Ordonez both plan to play next year. Where? No one knows. They realize it won't be with the Tigers, but they do plan to play next year.
Isn't it one of the situations where if they, depending on where they land, you're going to be cheering for them, rooting for them anyway? Like if they go to the National League, no matter what team they go to, I'm going to be like, yeah, go, you know, I hope Guillen does well. I hope Mags does well.
Absolutely, because they're both such nice people. I mean, they're really nice people. They're team players. They, you know, they're good. They had a positive tenure with the Detroit Tigers. You know, I still miss Placido Polanco. I still am thrilled that he does as well as he does. You know, I just like him. I like him as a person. I just, you know, so, yeah. I mean, and, you know, we should have never let him go, of course. I don't know what the hell we were thinking there, but, you know, it's not his fault that he's gone. So, yeah, I'll certainly cheer for them.
How about the big trade yesterday? The Royals getting Jonathan Sanchez.
Yeah, kind of over my head.
Oh, no, he's a lefty, and they didn't give up much for him, Melky Cabrera. I would have liked to seen him as the fifth starter for the Tigers, but hopefully Dave's got some trades up his sleeve.
Yeah, he was, his little media press, little press conference last week was a little disappointing for me. Because I go back to Mike Ilitch saying that, yeah, he absolutely was going to spend some money this offseason, and Dave Dombrowski saying, yeah, no, that's really not where we're headed. So, I don't know who to believe there. Certainly Mr. Ilitch controls the checkbook. And I would assume that if Dombrowski goes to him with a real deal and says, listen, we need to spend $15 million a season, you know, for three seasons, Mr. I might just say, okay.
Well, I think as far as free agency goes, they're not going to go out and get Jose Reyes. He's trying to, you know, make sure that people don't get their expectations up on that. I think as far as a trade goes, you could see them trading for maybe a big time guy, and he, you know, they just, I don't think they're going to go and get an all star for second base and an all star for third base is kind of what the tone of the press conference was, and I think if they go free agency, they're going to try and find a guy who's low risk, high reward, you know, kind of like a Doug Fister for the infield.
Yeah, but how do you know who that guy is?
You got to trust what Dave and what he's, you know, one of the guys that's rumored is Jamie Carroll. And again, you know, you're like, who's Jamie Carroll? But you might have been like, who's Doug Fister before the trade?
I absolutely would have been, who's Doug Fister before the trade?
Guy with a, you know, could be an upside bat, played in Colorado, so his offensive numbers might be a little high. But again, you know, never know. Maybe he comes in and does exactly what you need, slap hitter up top of the order, and does well at second base. If that's the way they go, I don't know.
All right, well, you know, we'll see. We'll see what happens. It's, I don't know. I try to not get to, you know, I already miss baseball, and it's not even been over a month.
And real quickly before the break, how about Joe Frazier?
Oh, very sad. You know, he was my era, dude. You know, when I was growing up, boxing was Muhammad Ali and Joe Frazier and George Foreman. I mean, that was my era. So to see him pass last night was very sad. Actually, I didn't even know he was ill until Anthony told me on the way home yesterday. To read this morning that he had passed away was quite sad. Obviously, he was a sensational boxer and part of an era in boxing that is long gone, unfortunately. You know, what's happened to heavyweight boxing in this country?
Three different belts or three different governing bodies. not being consolidated, and then of course still, you know, may, thinking that you're the high priced pay-per-view kind of thing, whereas UFC is one. Bam. MMA, you got one belt. Everyone cares about that. There are other leagues, but they know the UFC's major leagues. And they've done that.
So are you saying that that's why boxing's fallen out of favor?
Because MMA is more more favorable with the younger crowd, yeah.
That's unfortunate. It really is unfortunate because, I tell you, anybody that's a boxing fan, loves pure boxing. Whew. Anyway, yes, a sad commemoration, no question about it. All right, a quick break here. We'll update you on what's happening in Wayne County. And every day, there is more. By the way, if I haven't yet mentioned it, today's election day. Go out and vote. Yes, I'm going to be driving you crazy with that. Get over it now. I'm Tony Truppiano. You will vote. We'll take the break and be back on 1310 WDTW. Vote, 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 vote.
Team 10 WDTW Continuous Traffic Watch.
Good morning, Tony. Our total traffic update includes some slow-going 94 westbound near Little Mac. We had an earlier accident moved off to the shoulder. Looks like that's cleared, but you may see just a little bit of slow traffic for a few moments. Heading out on 696, making your way near Grosbeck. Also may see a little bit of heavy traffic. Some of that heading out toward I-75.
1310 WDTW Motor City Weather.
The forecast from the National Weather Service. Look for rain today. Our high near 65. Tonight, some clouds. A low 54. Tomorrow, rain and a high of 63. Right now, we do have light rain near the airport and 55 degrees. I'm Diane Cross. You're listening to 1310 WDTW, the home of First Shift with Tony Truppiano.
As an old country saying puts it, money is like manure. It does no good unless you spread it around. Yet, America's corporate and political leaders have intentionally been shoveling wealth into an ever bigger pile for those at the top. They've gotten away with this by lying to the great majority, which has seen its share of America's prosperity steadily disappearing. Yes, they've told us the rich are getting richer, but that's just the natural workings of the new global economy in which financial elites are rewarded for their exceptional talents, innovation, and bold risk-taking. Horse duties. The massive redistribution of America's wealth from the many to the few is happening because the rich and their political puppets have rigged the system. Years of subsidized offshoring and downsizing, gutting labor rights, monkey-wrenching the tax code, legalizing financial finagling, dismantling social programs, increasing the political dominance of corporate cash, these and other self-serving acts of the moneyed powers have created the conveyor belt that's moving our wealth from the grassroots to the penthouses. Not since the Gilded Age, which preceded and precipitated the Great Depression, have so few amassed so much of our nation's riches. Having learned nothing from 1929's devastating crash, nor from their own bank failures in 2008 that crushed our economy, the wealthiest of the wealthy fully intend to keep taking more for themselves at our expense. This is Jim Hightower saying, now, however, the people are on to their lies. In an October poll, two-thirds of Americans support increased taxes on millionaires, an end to corporate tax subsidies, and policies to more evenly distribute the wealth we all help create. This rising egalitarianism shows the true American character and is changing our politics for the better.
What do the corporate powers from Wall Street to Walmart have in common? They hate the Hightower Lowdown. You can see why at www.hightowerlowdown.org.
Unions work. Did you know that workers covered by a union contract earn more money each year than non-union workers? And that a contract can put more dollars in your pocket each and every week? A union contract protects your wages, giving your family financial security. Does more money in your pocket sound good? Find out how a union can work for you. Call the United Food and Commercial Workers at 1-888-485-9671. That's 1-888-485-9671.
First Shift is more than a radio show.
It's a movement.
And it's Facebook fun as well.
Very impressive.
Add a like to the First Shift with Tony Truppiano page today and tell a friend.
I'm friends with Merlin Olsen, too. He comes over.
Interact with other listeners.
Yo, what's up, diggity doll?
Listen to the song of the day.
Great googly moogly.
Vote in the daily poll.
That's how I roll.
And even win prizes by participating in the contest.
You ever have that feeling you were just born
born for greatness.
First Shift with Tony Trupiano on Facebook. And also follow us
at Tony Trupiano on Twitter.
The time has come. Stand and fight those who would deny your rights. 1-888-552-3595. This is First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
Welcome back, 35 minutes after the hour. Let's listen to a little voting preview courtesy of WDIV Channel 4.
In this election, certainly not as exciting as a presidential election. Obviously, we'll do that next year. But there are a large number of very important issues and races that voters will decide tomorrow in communities all across Metro Detroit. Voters in Allen Park will make two very important decisions tomorrow on millage proposals. Proposal 1, 2.5 mills over 5 years to avoid police and fire layoffs. Proposal 2 allows the city to levy as many mills as needed to make bond payments on the Allen Park Studio Center property. If both pass, the average taxpayer in Allen Park will pay an additional $350 a year, making this a tough decision.
I love the city, and I want to keep it like it is. I think we have a lot of good services and a lot of good people.
In Detroit, voters will decide Proposal C to revise the city charter. Two of the changes call for electing city council members by district and would require candidates for office to live in the city for at least 1 year before being elected.
So at all of our 529 precincts, there will be a copy of the proposed charter for voters to review.
And several cities will decide a mayor's race. In Taylor, Mayor Jeffrey Lamoran faces recall, criticized for police and fire layoffs. In Livonia, Mayor Jack Kirksey seeks a fourth term after 12 years as mayor. He's challenged by retired attorney Patrick O'Neill. In Warren, longtime Mayor Jim Fouts challenged by city councilwoman Kathy Vogt. And in Novi, Mayor Pro Tem Bob Gatt challenged by Novi councilman Justin Fisher in a controversial race. Now, the projection statewide is for turnout between 15 to 20%. The projection in Detroit, maybe only 10% turnout. Very important issues tomorrow. The bottom line is simple. If you don't vote, well, then don't complain about the way things turn out.
There you go. Don't complain. Anthony, are you excited for the possibility of Jeffrey Lamoran perhaps being recalled? you know, I'm a big supporter of seeing him go down in flames. And so I'm hoping he gets lambasted today.
Yeah, I won't be mad about that.
No, not at all. All right, so go out and vote today, folks. Again, I'm going to absolutely drive you crazy about that. Let's get caught up a little bit, because I want to talk a little bit about Buddy Romer here before we get to him at 7 o'clock. But, all right, we've had a resignation and a firing in Wayne County since yesterday at this time. And this is a big deal. This is a big deal because this keeps on going deeper and wider than even I would have thought at this point in the FBI investigation. And where all of this connects, whether it even connects at all, is an interesting question. But the FBI probe is going to really fish out and really push out probably issues that wouldn't have happened otherwise. So let's go to the chairman of the Wayne County Airport Authority resigning her position last night. She, by the way, was the person that, I think it was Rosemary Axt, I don't remember her first name, but she was the person that signed the Takiyah Mullen contract to hire her on at the airport, and apparently she felt it was time for her to leave.
It appears another casualty in connection to the severance scandal, Renee Axe. She had 3 years left of her term on the airport authority, but today she resigned as chair of that board. Now, she released a statement today, and she talked about timing. She said this allowed the board to prepare for its next meeting and the county exec to appoint someone new with the board's elections of new officers this month. But the timing is also significant for other reasons. You know, it was just 1 week ago, airport CEO Takiyah Mullen was fired, something that Axe voted for. And then as each day passes, the web of Wayne County contracts and connections continues to unravel. A source says that Axe could face some problems with the Fed's investigation into Wayne County contracts. Now, Axe's consulting firm, RCP Associates, acted as a lobbyist for companies securing contracts with the county. She also serves on the independent, non nonprofit and very controversial Edgewayne County Development Corporation that you may remember paid Airport CEO Turquia Mullen $75,000 on top of that $200,000 severance. We spoke to Wayne County Commissioner Ilona Varga, who sits on the Ethics Task Force for the commission. And she says she believes...
I'm not sure that she did anything wrong. If she wants the appearance that she didn't do anything wrong, but she would like to remove herself just for appearance sake, it's okay. I never would have had a nightmare such as this. Every day we wake up and it's something different. And it doesn't necessarily mean that someone has done something very wrong. It's just the appearance.
Now, this is the fifth person to either resign or be fired in connection to this severance scandal. Executive Robert Ficano releasing a statement late this afternoon. He said he praised her for her hard work and accomplishments. He said that Axe did resign for personal reasons, and he said that he does plan to search for her successor immediately.
All right, and so there we go. Later on in the day, and I'm thinking later in the evening, a report comes down filed by Channel 7 that Michael Grundy, who, by the way, was an assistant executive with the county, he is the guy that is under FBI probe for, quote-unquote, forcing one of the providers, one of the contractors to the city or to the county of Wayne to send money under duress to two businesses that do not do business with the county. He apparently has not agreed to return some county, quote-unquote, possessions. This is the Channel 7's report on Michael Grundy's firing.
Assistant County Executive Mike Grundy was suspended with pay just over a week ago. Tonight he is out. He's been fired by County Executive Robert Ficano. Ficano says that Grundy failed to cooperate with the internal investigation and failed to return county property. As the 7 Action News investigators reported, Grundy has been investigated and is being investigated by the FBI, allegedly for bribery involving a health care provider. Also tonight, Ficano said an accountant, Sharon Maddock, who deals with health care, has been put on unpaid leave. This follows, of course, the termination of Deputy CEO Azam Elder and the Director of Corporation Counsel, Marianne Talon, and that was last week. And, of course, all this follows the Turquia Mullen severance scandal, and that's a story that the 7 Action News investigators uncovered. They uncovered that story. Again, Mike Grundy, who's been with Wayne County for more than 10 years, is out tonight. He has been fired. And Robert Ficano issued a statement tonight, and he said that if any employee is doing something wrong, they need to face justice. He also says, if anyone is doing anything wrong, I will not tolerate it, and I will not tolerate anyone being deceitful. We'll have to wait and see what happens next.
All right, so here's the deal. And, you know, Bob Ficano, and I'll give him a little credit for this, although I think it's a dangerous game to play. He keeps on talking about the letter of the law and, you know, you have to, you know, face your consequences, and all that stuff is true. Does this exonerate Bob Ficano? Is this his way of saying, listen, hey, I've done nothing wrong? I don't know that it does. I don't know that it doesn't, to be honest with you. I don't mean to be so wishy-washy about it. I'm just saying it's kind of a bold way to go about this. But very, very interesting what's happening in Wayne County. One thing for sure, they are definitely cleaning house. There's no question that's happening. A lot of turnover in some key positions. Now, you know, for continuity reasons, for professional reasons, for contractual reasons, should we be concerned? Now, I think that you've got the proper kind of support staff that, you know, it's pretty much business as usual, and I don't mean that in a bad way. I think that, you know, the services are being maintained is what I mean. Of course, with new people come new opportunities, you know, maybe new forms of clarity, new paths for success. You know, ultimately, let's hope this makes the county more efficient and effective. Ultimately, that's what we all want, the biggest bang for our tax dollars, keeping in mind that everybody's paid through their Wayne County tax dollars. Now, this could be happening in Oakland County or Macomb County, Washtenaw, Lenawee, but it's not. It's happening in Wayne County, and so it's going to get a little bit more attention because of what's happened with former Mayor Kwame Kilpatrick in the city of Detroit. Do I believe that Bob Ficano is a Kwame imitator? Absolutely not. And maybe part of me just doesn't want to believe that. And maybe part of me just says, no, if there's not the arrogance. But interestingly, you have to ask yourself the question as you looked at, you know, managing 3,200 employees, which is what the county currently claims it has, and they used to have a whole lot more. You know, how do you hold people accountable? Well, it's through policy. And then, of course, adhering to that policy and making sure that your supervisors, your managers, understand their charge. Ultimately, the buck does stop at the top with Bob Ficano. But I'm not one of those people that, is naive enough to think that he's going to know everything that's going on everywhere at all times within the county. Of course, that's not realistic. And for those of you that think it is, you're being unfair. I'm not defending anybody. I'm just stating some facts. I'm disappointed. As a resident of Wayne County, I am disappointed that literally millions of our tax dollars seemingly have been wasted, and maybe illegally so. And we'll get to the bottom of that. But I don't think, again, as I said when this started, tip of the iceberg. And I don't think we're, again, close for this to this being done and over with. So we will wait and see what happens. But that's the latest on what they're calling Severance Gate. We got to come up with a better title because it's really not just about severance anymore, is it? Absolutely not. All right, we're going to take a quick break here. When we come back, a new definition to the term to the phrase booze cruise. And being that it's an election day, there's a guy running for Wayne City Council that wants your vote if you live in Wayne. What you may need to know about him before you go to the ballot box and do whatever it is, punch out that Chad or however they vote in Wayne. But we'll get to that. I'm Tony Truppiano. Don't forget, it is Election Day. And so I need you to vote, 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 vote. We'll take the break. We'll be back. Stay with us.
And you guys vote Republican. I'm not supposed to. This isn't political. So I'm not supposed to say this.
Don't come to me if you do. You're on your own, Jack.
On 1310 WDTW.
Hi, Tony Truppiano here. One of my pet projects for 2011 is to get those of you who have yet to register to vote to do just that. If you are connected to the internet, I have made it very easy for you to register. Just go to www.thetonyshow.org. That's www.thetonyshow.org and click on the Register to Vote button that is prominently displayed on the home page. Now, there are no excuses, and it only takes a few minutes, and it's free as well. So if you have yet to register to vote, I am not concerned as to why, but I am concerned if you don't do it now. Again, just go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the button that says Register to Vote. We all care about our democracy, sure we do. But if you are not registered to vote, then no matter how passionate you are about voting or having the ability to vote, it's honestly just complaining, and we've all had enough of that. Go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the Register to Vote button right now and register. Thank you.
Over 140 Rite Aid stores are unionized with over 1,500 United Food and Commercial Workers members working with a union contract in stores all across Michigan. Because they are union members, they have access to higher wages, a company pension, a health care plan for themselves and their family, and UFCW Rite Aid workers proudly serve their communities and at the same time enjoy a living wage and benefit package. Please support our union Rite Aid workers and make sure they know how much we appreciate the work they are doing. To join the UFCW family of drugstores, visit UFCW.org or call 248-585-9671.
Recently on First Shift.
Joining me is Professor Gordon Lafer.
One of the problems with one of the versions of Right to Work that somebody is talking about introducing in Michigan, which would be aimed strictly at teachers and the school system. There has never been a Right to Work law like that because it makes no economic sense. You're not going to attract companies into out of state by attacking teachers. But what you will do is put Michigan at a competitive disadvantage in recruiting and retaining the highest quality teachers. If you say, well, we're going to cut down, union bargaining power and wages and benefits, benefits for Michigan teachers, any teacher who has a choice, who's deciding are they going to go to Michigan or a neighboring state, is going to have an incentive to go elsewhere. So at a time when the state is trying to have a strong education system, I mean, both for all kinds of reasons, including being able to compete for these higher skilled jobs, to put in a law that says we're going to undermine the quality of teachers we can attract seems backwards economically.
First Shift with Tony Trivino on 1310 WDTW.
Stay connected with us. First Shift is on Facebook and Twitter. Follow us, like us, love us. At Tony Trupiano on Twitter and add a like to the First Shift with Tony Trupiano page today.
Tweet.
Call Tony and tell him what's on your mind. 1-888-552-3595. This is First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
All right, you got the number. Give us a call. Vote. Today is Election Day. If I haven't reminded you of that yet, you need to vote. In Wayne, Michigan, there's a guy by the name of Christopher Sanders, 42 years old. His name will be on the ballot today. Despite the fact that he has been charged with some misdemeanors. Amongst them, he brought alcohol for teens, took them on a booze cruise, and where he rented limos, and even hired a naked bartender for one of the rides. He also alleged he got teens into strip clubs. And so would you vote for this guy? Well, chances are, if you see his name on the ballot, you don't know that he's done this, because it's not like it comes with a little pamphlet. So you got to do your homework. So obviously I feel this guy's a little dangerous. Thought that it would probably be prudent for those of you listening in Wayne to learn a little bit about Chris Sanders, or Christopher Sanders. And here's what Tom Waite had to say on Channel 7 Action News.
Well, the team we talked to tonight says this city council candidate took him and his teenage friends out multiple times, bought them booze, and partied with them.
One night, I don't know how much he paid, but he got a naked bartender for the limo.
This 18-year-old, whose family asked us not to use his name, says this man, Christopher Sanders, who is running for Wayne City Council, supplied him and a number of other teens with boozy limo rides and a whole lot more.
He just told them one day, like, well, I'll sell you guys beer if you ever need it. And they were maybe 15 or 14 years old at the time, so they just thought that was a little bit weird. So they would always go through this guy and buy alcohol off him and stuff. He was always creepy, especially to high school girls. He wouldn't be creepy to the guys. He was just like another one of the guys, pretty much. But he was just older. And, like, to the people that didn't know him, everyone thought that he was weird.
The team says Sanders was also their ticket to adult entertainment.
He took some of my buddies to a strip club.
According to this police report, Sanders' last underage booze blowout was Halloween Eve 2010, when he rented a limo and picked up a group of kids at a Downriver high school. The teen we talked to tonight was in that limo and says it was filled with alcohol when police pulled them over.
A state police car pulled us over on Sibley Road, and they already knew everything that was going on right away. And within like a minute and a half, there were about 10 police cars in that parking lot just surrounding us.
Sanders didn't appear to be home tonight, and he won't return our calls. And even after pleading guilty to last year's limo booze cruise and doing the same thing in 2006, he's still on tomorrow's ballot.
He's got to be the biggest idiot in the world to try to run for public office, because as soon as he wants to do that, all of his stuff becomes public information.
At this point, it doesn't appear that there'll be any new charges filed. We'll, of course, keep you posted on any new developments.
What kind of fool am I? All right, so there you go. I don't know, Jeff, you have a guy like that living in your neighborhood. Is that a good thing or a bad thing?
Nice. This is definitely a scandal that needs to be put out there before the voters go to the booth.
I just can't believe that he continues to do it. It's not like he, you know, got caught and stopped. He got caught, stopped, started doing it again, got caught again. And again, he says he's creepy with the girls. I mean, what is it? There's so much between the Penn State thing this past weekend. What is it about sex that makes people so freaking deviant?
Well, not only that, Channel 4, I think, did a report, I think, yesterday about why there's all of a sudden there's more teachers and students getting together and what's behind all that. Do you think it's that this has always happened, or do you think it's becoming more prevalent now, and just because there's more media?
I think there's more media attention to it. I think it's always been around. I mean, you know, we had this conversation months ago There were, of course, there were a couple teachers in my school that definitely were dilly-dallying with some of the students. It was true. I mean, it happened. Did it, become headlines news? Add headline news? Absolutely not. But it's not like it wasn't common knowledge. And most schools had that teacher or two or maybe even three that cross that professional line.
The way this report kind of sounded to me is like it was like Sanders just wanted to be popular. Like maybe he wasn't when he was younger, and so now he's the older guy, and he thinks, "Oh, I can be cool by showing these kids what a good time and doing things that he thinks would make him look cool in front of them."
Yeah, and interestingly, what does the one kid say that they think he's creepy? They don't find him cool at all. They find him creepy, but there's that lure of getting alcohol, and listen, when you're a teenager and, you want to experiment, you want to drink, you find an adult that's willing to do that for you, chances are a lot of kids are going to go, okay, I'll take that chance. This idea of having, him hiring a naked bartender for one of the limo rides, did he expect not to get caught? You don't think kids are going to talk about something like that? Don't think it's going to get around? That's the point.
The most glaring thing, I think, in the report was the kid was like, is this guy, he's got to be the dumbest guy around. Because
he called him an idiot. Yeah, he actually called him an idiot. Well, it's all very weird. There's no question that it's just very odd behavior. I'm glad that he's been charged. But again, when you go to the ballot box, you're just going to see the name, Christopher Sanders. You're not going to see, there's not going to be an asterisk that says he's got misdemeanor records. If you don't know that this has happened, then there's certainly nothing to bar you from electing him. Now, there was another, and maybe it was later on in that piece where one of Christopher Sanders' neighbors, but I think it was a piece I saw yesterday, in fact, one of his neighbors said, no, he's a great guy. Absolutely, I'll vote for him. Great guy. Great guy. Okay, let's define what great guy means. Very odd. Anyway, very quickly, I want to do this before we get to break. Buddy Romer is going to be on with us in less than 10 minutes, or maybe a little about 10 minutes. Jeff, how is it that we ended up with a Republican candidate on this show?
Yeah, I want to hear why you decided. I think we brought this you brought this to my attention and said this is a guy that we can have on the show. And when I did a little research, I was like, really? And you said, yeah.
He's been on with Rachel Maddow. He's been on with Dylan Radigan. He's done a lot of progressive talk shows, both radio and television. He was a former Democrat, now a Republican. But he's also being ignored by the Republican, by the GOP, by the National Party. They don't recognize his candidacy, and I want to know why.
Well, it's the same thing for a Huntsman, right? I think if you're not a loony...
Yeah, but here's the difference. Huntsman's at least part of the debates.
Right.
I mean,
Well, maybe not so much anymore, but was.
No, he is. He's still part of the debates.
Oh, that shows you how much attention he gets. I didn't even know that.
But my point is, why are they ignoring Governor Romer? And I'm sure he's got an answer to that, and we'll ask him, of course.
It's because he's not crazy enough.
Well, that's probably it. And his big thing is he's real anti-corruption. In fact, when you reached out to them and asked what they wanted to talk about, they said corruption in politics, right?
Right.
Yeah. So, all right. Well, we'll look forward to that. Anyway, we got to take a quick break here for the top of the hour. Diane Cross coming up with traffic and weather, CNN with headline news, and, of course, lots of great stuff to get to. So you're going to want to stay where you're at. Hey, the polls open in a minute and a half. Go vote today, please. Please go vote. I'm Tony Truppiano. This is First Shift. Thanks for punching in. We'll be back.
WDTW, continuous traffic watch.
Tony, our total traffic update includes some slow going on 275. Drivers coming off a 96 M14 area. We're seeing the pockets of slowdowns as you head down toward I-94. Those coming in 94 near 696. You're also seeing some slow traffic there, heavy traffic. But again, watch for some of that rain and fog adding to the delays.
1310 WDTW Motor City Weather.
The forecast from the National Weather Service. Look for rain today. Our high near 65. Tonight, some clouds. A low 54. Tomorrow, rain and a high of 63. Right now, we do have light rain near the airport and 55 degrees. I'm Diane Cross. You're listening to 1310 WDTW, the home of First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
Stay connected with us. First Shift is on Facebook and Twitter. Follow us,
like us,
love us. At Tony Trupiano on Twitter and add a like to the First Shift with Tony Trupiano page today.
Hey, it's Anthony from First Shift with Tony Trupiano. Weekdays 6 to 9 right here on 1310 WDTW, Dearborn, Detroit. CNN News is next.
CNN Radio, I'm Jim Ribble. Top story this hour, the child sex abuse investigation against retired Penn State assistant coach Jerry Sandusky began in 2008 with the first report of allegations to law enforcement. But allegations and eyewitness accounts, some known to university officials, date back as far as 1994. CNN's Jason Carroll reports the grand jury's investigation has shown there were at least 8 alleged victims.
As young as possibly 8 years old as 14, taking place over several years. When you read something like that and then you read the graphic nature of how the sexual abuse took place, it's no wonder that one of the police that was investigating said it was one of the most troubling cases he had seen in his 40-year career.
Former heavyweight boxing champ Joe Frazier has died after being diagnosed with liver cancer. This is sound from Frazier's first fight with Muhammad Ali in March 1971.
Muhammad Ali in the red trunks, Joe Frazier. In the green trunks, they appear very light.
Frazier won that bout in a unanimous decision. Joe Frazier died at the age of 67. Republican presidential candidate Herman Cain's campaign says he'll address the latest sexual harassment allegations against him at a news conference this afternoon. He has said everything's untrue. Sharon Bialik of Chicago says he groped her in 1997. She told CNN's Piers Morgan she expects a lot of criticism.
There's going to be a lot of backlash, and I'm going to have to suffer through that. And I'm sure I'm going to be not portrayed as, you know, different things. So I'm willing to handle it. I'm a tough girl.
Dr. Conrad Murray's in custody awaiting a sentencing later this month for involuntary manslaughter in Michael Jackson's death. The judge denied Murray bail. Jackson fans celebrated outside the courthouse.
The man needed to go to jail and he's on his way. Yes! Yes! Yes!
The Luxury Institute's wealth survey finds private jet travel staging a comeback. It finds that leasing and timesharing of private jets are increasing. For news anytime, go to CNN.com. This is CNN Radio.
What's at the top of our holiday wish list? More time to cross stuff off our lists. Hurry into Sears Auto Center this Friday and Saturday to save big with a Valvoline oil change for just $21.99 with coupon. And we'll throw in a $5 coupon to help you tackle the rest of your list at Sears while you wait. Plus, take advantage of our biggest rebate savings ever on 4 qualifying tires. Go to SearsAuto.com for more money-saving offers and coupons. That's real convenience for real drivers. Sears Auto Center. Coupon valid through 11/27, rebate to 12/3. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
I'm Charles Osgood. The true measure of any insurance company comes when you need it the most. And maybe that's why, when it comes to claims, auto owner's insurance is known throughout the insurance industry as the no-problem people. Since the year 1916, auto owner's insurance has been there when you need them. Auto owner's insurance, the no-problem people. To find the independent insurance agent nearest you, visit autoowners.com. That's autoowners.com.
The nation's biggest banks have been slammed in the public square over higher fees, especially the once proposed, now dropped monthly debit card fees. But the backlash has an unexpected, many would say unintended, beneficiary, Walmart. As some have switched from bank giants to smaller banks or credit unions, others have turned to Walmart, which offers many basic financial services such as check cashing, bill paying, and wire transfers for very low fees. There's an indication the housing market and perhaps the ability of Americans to keep up with the bills is heading the wrong way again. TransUnion reports that in the July through September quarter, the number of homeowners falling behind on mortgage payments by at least 60 days increased for the first time since 2009. Mixed up world for stock trading. Japan's Nikkei fell 1%. Greece is now getting the financial help it needs from Europe, and European markets are rising, most up 1%. S&P futures gaining 6, NASDAQ futures up 15. I'm Andrew O'Day in the newsroom at MarketWatch.com.
If you're part of running a business, you know your mind works differently from other folks.
Heating costs, cooling costs, reducing costs.
In fact, You've always got decisions on your mind.
How do I trim my budget back and still watch my employees' backs?
Aflac!
We understand. So choosing Aflac should be an easy decision. It's a way to enhance employee benefits at no direct cost to your business. Aflac is insurance for things like accidents or critical illness. And it pays cash benefits directly to help cover things major medical doesn't. It's like a safety net for your employees. And since it's voluntary, it doesn't cost your business a cent. Because you've already got enough on your mind.
Taking care of business, taking care of my people.
Aflac!
That's how we do it.
Find out how you can make Aflac available at no cost to your business. Call 1-866-61-AFLAC or visit aflac.com/protect.
Yellow?
Quick, who has the best Veterans Day deals on appliances?
Home Warehouse.
Oh. Consider this your wake-up call.
It's the Sears Red Tag event. This Friday and Saturday, get 20 to 50% off Red Tag items. Up to 25% off all Kenmore appliances. Plus, get up to 15% off all other brands. So, what did I win?
Knowledge, my friend. Knowledge.
Think you know where to go? Think again. Sears, number one in home appliances. Exclusions apply. See store for details. Kenmore savings range from 5 to 25%. Other brands from 5 to 15%. Offer valid 11-11 through 11-12.
Norman, why is there a bed in my office?
Well, Mr. Fernwell, to catch up on all the work, I figured we should start sleeping here.
Just call Bob from Accountemps.
Okay, but he'll need his own mattress.
We aren't ready to hire full-time, but the staff can't keep working these crazy hours. Why, Bob can handle credit and collections, accounts receivable, whatever we need.
Now I'm confused. Will Bob need a mattress or not?
Not.
Be flexible, work smarter with Accountemps, the staffing firm recommended by 9 out of 10 hiring managers. A Robert Half company. Learn more at Accountemps.com.
Never let it be said that when good men and women were challenged, that they didn't rise to the challenges that were presented. And that when met with resistance, they knew enough to come together. In solidarity and with purpose and pride, they forged their way to a new understanding of what success would require. They not only met the challenge, they redefined community. And that community was called First Shift with Tony Trujillo.
And welcome back, everybody. Good Tuesday morning to you. Don't forget, today is Election Day all across the state of Michigan. The polls opened 7 minutes ago. I really have a high expectation that all of you will go out and vote today. It is such an important part of your democratic right, constitutionally protected, and I can't encourage you enough really to make the time today, whether it's before work or after work or during work. But at some point, if you haven't already done it, perhaps you did an absentee ballot. Thank you if you did. But I need you to go out and vote today. It doesn't matter what political party you represent. Doesn't matter where you fall on the issues. You have as much. We all have a right and access to the process of voting, and I want to encourage you all to get out there and do that today. All right. A little later on this hour, as we do every day at 7:50, we'll be checking in with Occupy Detroit. We've got a great guest today, a few things that we're going to talk about. But as I've been teasing this next segment, we're going to get to that right now. If I were to tell you that there were a candidate for the presidency that had executive experience, legislative experience, private sector experience, successfully is running a bank that is profitable, did not need the federal government to come in and bail it out, maybe a little more conservative than some of you would be comfortable with, but is level-headed, has been both a Democrat and a Republican, has served his country and his state numerous times throughout his adult life, Harvard-educated, by all intents and purposes, a serious, legitimate candidate for the presidency. Would you not say the Republicans, and by the way, he's a Republican, the Republicans would be lucky to have them based on what we currently have. Now, tomorrow, as many of you know, the Republican candidates for the presidency will be coming to Oakland University to debate. They will not have my next guest amongst them. And that person is Governor Buddy Romer. Governor, pleasure to have you on First Shift this morning.
Thank you, man. And I didn't know it was voting day in Michigan. It's voting day in New Hampshire, too. So it seems to be a national disease, doesn't it?
Well, that's the kind of disease you want people to catch. We want Absolutely. People to go out and vote today, Governor. First Absolutely. Of all, let me thank you for making the time to come on this progressive talk show today. I find that we actually have more in common than not in common. Certainly there are things that you and I could easily disagree on, but plenty of things that we could absolutely agree on. But before we get to the issues, as I set it up, you heard the way I introduced you. You've got everything the Republicans would want in a candidate. I mean, everything. You've got the experience. You have a track record that you can be proud of. It's pristine. They can't come after you. You don't have sexual harassment lawsuits pending against you. You're not flip-flopping every other word. You're not being ignored, or you are being ignored. And I got to ask the question, why are the Republicans ignoring you?
Because I talk about the one issue they don't want to talk about, Tony. I talk about money. I talk about politicians with their little hands out. I talk about special deals. I come from a land of corruption. That was Louisiana 25 years ago. Hell, I appointed an inspector general. I beat a corrupt governor. I put people in jail. We cleaned that state up. It can be done. It's hard work, but it can be done. And, I consider Washington, D.C. the capital of corruption. Here's how I mean that, very specifically. When a big check can come before a good idea, when special interests run the show and average people are ignored, when China can roll across our borders with their cheaply made goods by children and prisoners and nobody says a damn thing about it, this nation is in trouble.
Well, there's no question that is true, and it doesn't matter what political party you belong to. That's as applicable to the Democrats as it is to the Republicans. Nobody can deny that.
And
there's just...
Unfortunately, and I'll give you one fact. 4 years ago, when two decent men were running for president, Obama and my man McCain, they received more money from lobbyists and PACs with Washington, D.C. addresses than 32 states combined. The 98%, the 99% have surrendered. They've given the government over to special interests. And I've been out of politics for 20 years. I don't miss politics. I like the debate. I like the combat. And I like the service. But I'm telling you, I walked out of my house and back into politics for one reason, to challenge the money that has stolen my country.
Now, listen, you have obviously attracted the attention of the alternate media, the mainstream media, to some degree has embraced you, but not in a way that you would need in order to garner the kind of national headlines that help candidates for an office like the presidency. And so I need to ask the obvious question. Is there any way, Governor Romer, that you can win the nomination of your party?
I might be the only president to win the office never having a debate. I mean, I can see President Obama and Buddy Romer having 5 or 6 hour and a half or 2 hour debates across the country, one in Michigan, one in the Deep South, one in the Northeast, one in the West, one in the Midwest. I can see that happening. But what I can't see happening now is me getting a chance to present my case to Republicans that our party needs to focus on reform and include others in our proposition. And secondly, that we cannot build a nation with just one party, Democrat or Republican, that we need to have a leader who is unafraid, free to lead, and reach across party lines and pull this country together. I worry about America, Tony. I think we're in serious trouble. I think the housing boom covered up our job losses for about 10 years. But it's been coming for some time, ever since Bill Clinton was president, ever since we eliminated Glass-Steagall and lost our banking system, ever since we did NAFTA. I think this country has been bleeding jobs, and I don't believe anybody's going to do a darn thing about it until they're free to lead. I start with the money, and then I go straight to the jobs.
Well, and interestingly, if you take a look at the issues, and you have plenty, and the website is... I believe it's buddyromer.com, is it not?
That's right.
Yeah, just go to
spelling Romer. for me, Tony. It's R-O-E-M-E-R. That's how I survive.
Absolutely.
And we're all people going to the website.
And we're absolutely going to get that up on our Facebook page and make sure people know how to find you. If we go to the issues, and we're going to talk about some issues. If we go to the issues, one of the things we'll find out, and again, I said we're not going to agree on some things, but on a lot of things we do agree, just by virtue of what you just said, NAFTA, biggest mistake this country may have ever made.
Man. I mean, terrible. I mean, how do you give away 3 to 6 million jobs and act like it doesn't make any difference? Now, the best jobs in America in terms of building an economy. Now, you know, I'm not a lawyer. I'm not a professional politician. I grow jobs. That's what I do. I became governor of Louisiana when we had an unemployment rate of 12.8%. When I got through, it was 5.6%. I know jobs. I know what companies want. They want to have some sense of confidence that the plan includes them and doesn't punish them. Small business wants a chance for some deregulation, not total deregulation. That would be stupid, just like banks need to be regulated, but some balance in regulation. These are the things we need. But NAFTA started us down a road of free trade. I am not a free trader. I'm the only person running for president who's been a congressman and a governor, and who is not a free trader. I am a fair trader, and our trade deals continue under President Obama, President Bush, and particularly President Clinton to give our jobs away and act like we're all going to benefit because the goods are cheaper. What the hell difference does it make if you don't have a job?
Now, you got that right. In fact, one of the issues that I'm very passionate about, in fact, I belong to a group that was founded by one of the UAW locals that is Fair Trade over Free Trade. And we meet every other week. In fact, we'll be going tomorrow night to protest the Republican candidates' debate because they ignore the issues that we care about. Certainly here in Michigan, Governor Romer, Fair Trade is on the front and center of every working man and woman's mind, because we understand what NAFTA did to our economy here in the state of Michigan.
Well, let me tell you, on the big issues, guys, we agree. And let me tell you why I'm not in Michigan for this debate. I mean, I love my chances in Michigan as a balanced conservative, but who is very forward-thinking on the jobs place. I mean, I've got a record to show that. The reason I'm not in Michigan is that I don't take but $100 is my maximum gift. I take no PAC money. I take no super PAC money. I fully disclose everything I receive. Now, I've done this all my life. This is not new for being president.
No, Governor, I'm going to ask you to hold that thought. We got to get to a break, and we got some phone calls to get to as well. Governor Buddy Romer, my guest, R-O-E-M-E-R, R-O-E-M-E-R. M-E-R, BuddyRomer.com is the website. Again, we're going to get it up on the Facebook page. We'll take a quick break here. David in San Francisco, your questions up next to the governor. A lot to do yet here. Stay where you're at. This is First Shift. I'm Tony Trupiano. We'll be back on 1310 WDTW.
Oh, yeah, and come on. It'd be like Hitler playing golf with Netanyahu, okay?
On 1310 WDTW.
1310 WDTW, continuous traffic watch.
Good morning, Tony. Our total traffic update includes a slow going, of course, 75 southbound, about 14-mile road, all the way to 696 down toward about 8 mile. Part of that might be from an earlier accident, 75 south near the Davison, that's moved off to the shoulder, should be clearing shortly. Taking the Jeffries 96 east near Middlebelt, an earlier accident there moved off to the side. And again, with wet roadways and some fog in some areas, so you want to keep your speeds down.
1310 WDTW. Motor City Weather.
The forecast from the National Weather Service does include a chance of rain throughout the day. Our high 65, tonight cloudy and 54. Tomorrow, though, rain for sure all day and a high near 63. Right now, still a light rain and fog and 55 degrees. I'm Diane Cross. You're listening to 1310 WDTW, the home of First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
Hi, Tony Trupiano here. One of my pet projects for 2011 is to get those of you who have yet to register to vote to do just that. If you are connected to the internet, I have made it very easy for you to register. Just go to www.thetonyshow.org. That's www.thetonyshow.org and click on the register to vote button that is prominently displayed on the homepage. Now, there are no excuses, and it only takes a few minutes, and it's free as well. So if you have yet to register to vote, I am not concerned as to why, but I am concerned if you don't do it now. Again, just go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the button that says register to vote. We all care about our democracy, sure we do. But if you are not registered to vote, then no matter how passionate you are about voting or having the ability to vote, it's honestly just complaining, and we've all had enough of that. Go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the register to vote button right now and register. Thank you.
Chicago performs a special benefit concert for Musicians on Call November 28th at B.B. King's in Times Square. Get tickets at musiciansoncall.org. Chicago's new CD, Oh Christmas 3, available at Amazon.com and ChicagoTheBands.com.
Unions work. One of the many advantages of being a worker covered by a union contract is the increased likelihood that you will have guaranteed benefits, including scheduled wage increases, affordable health insurance, a secure pension, and paid time off than non-union workers. Wouldn't it be nice to have the peace of mind and economic security that comes with a union contract? Find out how a union can work for you. Call the United Food and Commercial Workers at 1-888-485-9671. That's 1-888-485-9671.
AVG links millions of users to protect computers from digital threats. To make this point, we built a cage made of millions of toothpicks, put two people inside, then dropped it in a jungle with a 500-pound tiger. How will the tiger react with nothing between it and these strangers but a few inches of toothpicks?
He's staring straight at us.
See if there is strength in numbers.
It's going to be a long night.
AVG presents Tiger vs. Toothpicks at WeProtectUs.com.
Recently on First Shift.
Just joining me now is Jerry Persaud, the Senior Vice President of Advancement at Gleaners Community Food Bank.
Probably the single biggest thing that's happening is happening at the federal level now, and that's looking at the food stamp program. In 2006, there were 26.5 million people participating in the food stamp program. Then you had the economic decrease, and in 2011, there were 44.2 million. That's a huge increase in the number of people seeking food help. And so if you cut that program by 10%, the jobs aren't there for people. What are they going to do? That will have a tremendous impact on what's going to happen at our local level.
First Shift with Tony Triano on 1310 WDTW.
Don't adjust your radio. This transmission is meant for you. It's First Shift with Tony Tribbiani.
Welcome back. 22 minutes after 7 o'clock on this election Thursday. My guest, Governor Buddy Romer. He is a Republican presidential candidate for the presidency of this great United States of America. And he is, again, you can find him online at buddyromer.com, R-O-E-M-E-R. I don't care if you're Republican or Democrat. What I care about is that you have an open mind. If you go to his website, you're going to find that a lot of the issues, we're going to get to some of them in just a minute, a lot of the issues that the governor likes to talk about will resonate with you no matter what political party you belong to, which, again, makes me scratch my head a little bit. If I were a Republican operative, I would want a Governor Romer to be out and about, out in front, because they could probably... Listen to this, folks, and as a hardcore Democrat, they'd have a tough time. Obama have a tough time beating Governor Romer. I'm telling you, he's that interesting. Governor, we've got
a hell of a race.
Well, it would be a hell of a race. God knows that's true. Let's go to the phones and welcome David in San Francisco. David, welcome to First Shift. You're on the air with Governor Buddy Romer.
Yeah, good morning, Tony and Governor. You know, in history, the looting of America has happened probably 20, 30 times. I'm a baby boomer, so it's happened at least four or five times. Jimmy Carter during Reagan, during the first Bush, during the subprime, and now currently, and of course, we've got Enron examples, and there have really never been prosecutions of these old boys, and I'm just wondering, do you have historical examples that you can give us of successes and what you would tangibly do I'm struck by the news up in Detroit there. They're planning on bulldozing 30,000 houses. Now, if I understand right, these are houses that the banks can't find title to, and so as part of the settlement for not having title to houses that they sold illegally, they're going to bulldoze the houses. Now, why is it that America has to watch its assets be bulldozed rather than allowing people who got cheated of those houses the right to move in and become taxpayers again?
All right, David, let's give the governor a chance to answer that. Thank you for your call, David. Go ahead, Governor Romer.
The big banks control Washington, David. You understand, don't you? There's 7,400 banks in America. They're 19 on Wall Street. They have 80% of all the deposits. They have formed an oligopoly. Not quite a monopoly, but pretty close. And presidents depend on their election from the Wall Street checks. I mean, let's pick on this president, but I could pick on any. Maybe I should pick on Bill Clinton. Let's start with Bill, because I know Bill well. He was governor of Arkansas when I was governor of Louisiana. We were the two youngest governors in America. We tried to work together. I just couldn't count on what he said, but that's another story. When Bill becomes president of the United States, he works like a tiger to eliminate Glass-Steagall. That's a Franklin Roosevelt initiative passed by two congressmen from Virginia and Alabama, Glass and Steagall. What it did was it said that banks could not merge investment banks with commercial banks. It limited the size of banks without ever naming a number. And it spread the risk in banking. Well, guess who did away with it in 1999? Bill Clinton, with the help of the Republicans in the Congress. So there were both parties working together to get the funds from the banks. The banks loved it. They got huge. They doubled, and they doubled again. They got paid more. They had big bonuses. Oh, yeah, they took risks. And the housing boom hid the risk they took. And then the day came it was called, and George W. Bush was then president. And what was his answer? Did he reinstall Glass-Steagall? Oh, no. Did he cause banks to have to put up more capital to keep their size? Oh, no. Did he do away with too big to fail? Oh, no. He bailed them out. Then here comes President Obama, president number three on my list of culprits. He signed a bank reform bill, Dodd-Frank. It didn't eliminate too big to fail. It didn't reinstall Glass-Steagall. It didn't increase capital ratios as banks got bigger. It did none of those things. Obama signs it. The next week he goes to Wall Street. He has a fundraiser at $35,800 a ticket. And guess who the host is? Goldman Sachs. David, we have never seen a rape and pillage like we are seeing over the last 10 or 15 years. And it's like Tony said, if he'll let me say it too, it's not one party. It's both parties. And you know why? Because they get their money from those corporate kings. That's how they get their money. And so I run for president not having all the solutions, although I like my jobs idea. I like small business. I like energy independence. I like America being strong again and not being the policeman of the world. I like that. But my key is a president needs to be free. Goldman Sachs does not need to run Washington, D.C. Washington, D.C. has been corrupted by the money. We need to clean it out. When you think of me, I want you to think of a broom. That's what I do.
You know, Governor Romer, I got to tell you, if there are Occupy Wall Street people listening to the show right now, and I know there are, they'd like you. They would like you a whole lot.
I've been to Occupy Wall Street, Tony. I'm the only candidate that walked down Wall Street and spent a half a day listening to the young people on Occupy Wall Street. I've been there. No other candidate has been there in either party. The reason I went was that I know the power of young people. I remember it growing up in the Deep South on a farm
When my daddy had a cross burned in his yard, we were a Methodist family who believed that all citizens ought to be treated fairly and properly and respected, and we were disowned in our community, and we would not back down, and young people changed America. I remember being at Harvard, that's a small school in Boston, studying economics, when the Vietnam War came, and the kids rioted in the streets, they protested in the streets, and eventually they stopped that war. I went to Occupy Wall Street for two reasons. One, I respect the power of young people, and politicians ought to learn to listen. And number two, I think they are exactly right on the issue.
All right, Governor, we're just about out of time that we had allotted for you today. I, again, want to encourage people to go to your website and study the issues. The website, again, www.buddyromer, that's buddyromer.com. Again, buddyromer.com. Study the issues. If you feel so inclined, make a donation. Governor Romer, I would love to see you have the opportunity to grab that national stage for a month, because I think if you got 30 days, you'd get a whole lot more than that. So that's my hope and prayer for you. Governor, I hope that we can visit again sometime.
Thank you, Tony. Remember, Tony, it's wide open. The Republicans haven't picked a person yet. They go up and down like a balloon. I think my day will come.
All right. Governor Buddy Romer, once again, thank you so much. A quick break here. We'll be open lines on the other side. 888-552-3595. This is First Shift. I'm Tony Trupiano. We'll be right back.
WDTW Continuous Traffic Watch.
Tony, our total traffic update includes some slow going in some areas because we do have some light rain and some fog, and you do want to keep your speeds down in that kind of a situation. Looks like, though, as you're coming down I-75, you've got a lot of company trying to get from 14 to 12, the Reuther 8 Mile, before it eases up a little bit as you head down toward the Davison. 696 heavy coming in towards 75, and then in pockets all the way out toward Telegraph before that eases up. M-10 the Lodge, we're seeing slow going at times both directions between 696 Southfield and the Davison.
1310 WDTW Motor City Weather.
The forecast from the National Weather Service, there's a chance of rain today. Our high 65, tonight clouds and 54, tomorrow rain and 63. Right now we do have light rain, fog and mist at the airport, 55 degrees. I'm Diane Cross. You're listening to 1310 WDTW, the home of First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
Workers Independent News. I'm Doug Cunningham.
I'm really excited about it. I think our folks at football state are excited, and I expect a huge victory.
AFSCME Secretary Treasurer Lee Saunders, who's on the ground in Ohio as Ohio votes on the repeal of the Republican attack on public worker collective bargaining. Saunders says the movement to repeal the collective bargaining attack is crackling with energy.
I've never felt the kind of energy that I'm seeing here. We've been knocking on doors and making phone calls and leafleting at work sites and having rallies and pumping up our folks, and they understand the importance of this vote.
Saunders says that AFSCME, all of labor and allied progressive and community groups, are looking forward to taking this fight back against attacks on working families to Wisconsin and nationwide.
We want to continue the fight, not only in Ohio, but in Wisconsin, and I think this just sent a strong message across the country. When we win this, it's working families, people who are playing by the rules every single day but cannot achieve that American dream, which all of us should be able to achieve. They're willing to make their voices heard, and they're ready to fight back. This is much bigger than this state, and we plan on work to develop the necessary partnerships and coalitions so we can fight back like ever before.
Young is one of the primary adjectives used to describe the Occupy movement as it fights to bring attention to the growing economic inequality of the U.S. Is age the reason Congress doesn't seem to understand what the movement is about? Jesse Russell reports.
While Americans have seen little movement in the average net worth, Congress watched its collective net worth blossom by 25% from 2008 to 2010. Congress as a whole was worth $2 billion in 2010, up from $1.65 billion in 2008. Those numbers were calculated by the website Roll Call. Roll Call also found that 90% of the increase in congressional net worth is concentrated in the 50 richest members of Congress. The median net worth of a Congress member is $912,000. While the wealth gap between the average American family and the people who represent them continues to grow, so has the gap in wealth between households headed by adults under 35 and those 65 and older. According to the Pew Research Center, the median net worth of the younger households was $11,521 in 2008. Now it's $3,662. For the 65 and older set, the median net worth was $120,457 in 1984 and has since grown to $170,494. The center says the housing bust is one of the primary reasons for the severe decline. Older homeowners have benefited by rising equity, while the younger homeowners have been experiencing a market in flux. The center also cites the growing cost of student loans leaving a heavier burden on the younger generation than ever before. Worth noting, the average age of Congress is 57, with the average age of a senator being 61.
This newscast was made possible in part by the National Education Association and by AFSCME, the American Federation of State, County, and Municipal Employees. You've been listening to WIN, Workers' Independent News. For more information, visit laborradio.org.
My favorite way to wake up in the morning is with Tony Trupiano. And first shift on 1310 WDTW. Now here's Tony.
Sorry about that. Was on the phone. I really was. I'm sorry. I had to make a quick phone call. Jeff, the van is ready. Obviously, you care.
Gotcha.
He actually called because he wanted to spend another $180.
Sold, right?
No, it was not sold. No, it was not sold. It can wait. Yeah, I can't do that. I just can't do it. I'm sorry. And so $180 is a lot of money. On top of the $811 I'm already spending. They do good work. I'll give them that much, but, you know, just enough's enough.
You should call candidate Sanders. He always spends lavish amounts of money on rides.
Who's that?
Sanders.
Sanders. Christopher Sanders. Okay. Yeah, but, you know, I don't need booze. I need cash. Although, you know, it might soften the blow a little bit if I had a naked bartender driving me around in a limo to go pick up the van once I was ready to do that, huh?
Let's just move on.
Really? Come on. You can have this conversation. Governor Buddy Romer, not that I'm mixing him in with this conversation, or that conversation, I should say. Quite a guy. Really quite a guy. Really like him a whole lot, and glad that we had a chance to get him on. Maybe we'll have him on again. I just feel bad because he won't get the national attention. He's not getting the national attention. I shouldn't say won't. He's not getting the national attention he deserves. Again, you're not going to agree with him on all the issues, and certainly I don't. But on some of the big stuff, he's right on. Let me, before I go any further, give you a phone number that I want you to call. Here's the deal. A lot of you, since we came on in May, have reached out to me and said, hey, I'd like to be in a union. Some of you are actually a little bit afraid to do it. And it's not that I don't understand that, and I want to be clear on that. But I've got a phone number for you, toll-free number, that if you just call this number, you can do it anonymously. Ask any question you might have, and there's no such thing as a stupid question, any question you might have about starting a union in your workplace. And I suggested yesterday, I'll suggest again today, there is no better gift than you can give yourself and your colleagues than the gift of a union and union protections and collective bargaining. And it's not just about your hourly wage, which is an awfully nice thing to be able to bargain with. It's about benefits. It's about safety. It's about so much more than just how much you make per hour. So do me a favor, write down this phone number, and at any point that you feel comfortable, give them a call. They'll connect you to somebody that will be able to answer your questions. Again, anonymous, 1-800-321-6406, 1-800-321-6406. It is as non-pressured as you're going to get. Identify yourself, don't identify yourself. The key to this is just ask questions. If for whatever reason you're uncomfortable in your workplace, or you're not being treated properly, or you see injustice in the workplace, and you say to yourself, God, if we only had a union here, things would be so much better. And again, it would be better for management as well. They'll figure that out eventually. Just call that number. Again, one more time, 800-321-6406. And they'll be able to help you. All right. We went over the Wayne County stuff, which is good. Today is Election Day, and I'm going to be pounding that home all day today. You got to get out and vote today. Now, most communities throughout the state of Michigan has something on the ballot. Very few communities don't have something on the ballot. So go. I don't care how small you might think these issues are, they matter. There are a lot of millages, and we're going to talk about this more with Mihalakis here at the top of the hour, so I'm not going to get into specifics, but I need you to get out and vote today. But I do want to talk to you about this anti-bullying law. Jeff, can you believe what's happened with Senator Whitmer's rant on the Senate floor, which we have played a couple times? She has become quite the darling of the not only internet world. She's going to be on Anderson Cooper today, right?
Right, yeah. She's supposed to be on last night, but I guess something came up with CNN's people, so they pushed her off till tonight. But, hey, now you get to watch it.
Well, you know, the law that we're talking about is called Matt's Safe Schools Law. And Matt Epling is the young boy. He was a young boy. Good kid. No longer with us. His father's going to be with us on Thursday, is it? Kevin?
Yeah, yep.
Kevin Epling's going to be on with us Thursday. He's very angry with the state legislature, rightfully so. Jeff, do we know where the Epling family lives? I just don't happen to know that off the top of my head.
Now let me look it up.
All right, well, Marshall. No, that's not Marshall. All right, yeah, look it up, please, if you can. If not, we'll figure it out. But Kevin Epling, and I posted it to our Facebook page yesterday, a video about 7 minutes long, 7.5 minutes long. It's worth every second of your time to go watch what Kevin had to say in regard to the proposed legislation in the state Senate, although the Speaker of the House, Jace Bolger, who was no friend of this program, said that that won't be the legislation they bring forward, although he has made it clear that he does not want an enumerated bill. An enumerated bill, well, it should be self-explanatory. It enumerates exactly who it protects. Legislative Republicans are so homophobic and so anti-gay, they can't bring themselves to do the right thing. And the right thing at this point is to make sure that they enumerate, you know, sexual identity, sexual preference, however you want to word it. But we need to protect the LGBTQ community. Republicans won't do that, which is why their initial, in the Senate version, the religious or moral exception was placed there, which, of course, is an absolute abomination. Which is clear by the fact that over 300,000 people have watched Senator Whitmer's Senate floor speech. 360 with Anderson Cooper on CNN will be having her on this evening. Time magazine and other national media outlets have mentioned how backward Michigan is in defining their anti-bullying legislation, which has been way too long in the offing anyway. Should have happened years ago. The Eplings live in East Lansing, Jeff? Thank you. And, of course, Kevin Epling, if you go watch that video that we placed on the Facebook page yesterday afternoon, you'll find that this is a very passionate man who's hurting. He lost his son because of bullying. And I don't know what the compromise on this is going to be, because they need to enumerate the law. And I think the Democrats are going to, and if they're very smart, they will demand that it's enumerated. Force the Republicans to say no to protecting all people. Force them to do that, because that's what would happen. Jace Bolger, who is no friend of ours and certainly no friend of the common person, is acting like, well, he knew that the Senate version wouldn't pass in the House and he wasn't even considering it. At the same time, he has gone out of his way to say they won't enumerate the bill. And this is a problem. According to an article on MLive.com, even big social conservative Tom McMillan of Auburn Hills who sits on the House Education Committee, stressed he wasn't committing to the language, even though he said the exclusion sentence that has got Flanagan and liberals freaked out could just be clarifying free speech. Huh. Man, I've got to tell you, McMillan is so unplugged from reality. He truly is. State Superintendent Mike Flanagan called the proposed legislation coming out of the Senate a joke. It's offensive. Time, ABC News, The Huffington Post, and other major media outlets are paying attention now. Now the Republicans have to perform before a national audience. Do they have the courage to do it? Are they going to stand up with their conservative beliefs and preach why what they want to do is better than what's the right thing to do? That's the question that I'm curious on. The eyes of the country are now on you, state Republican legislators. How will you perform? What will you say? You know, it's no longer just the Grand Rapids Press or the Flint Journal. The world is looking at you for leadership. And what are you going to do? That's the question. That's the question. Richardville and Bulger and all the rest, that's the question. See, I find it absolutely heinous that you even allowed that Senate version to be read aloud in the state capitol chambers. I find it horrendous that you did that. And I was so angry yesterday when I read this really hypocrisy coming from Chase Bulger's office. Well, we would never support that language. Bull crap, you would too. And the only reason you didn't is why? Because you got busted and people were paying attention this time. We're not going to let this one go away. We're not going to let this one go away. All right, we got to take a quick break here. Joe McGuire with Occupy Detroit on the other side of this, so stay right where you're at. We got a lot to get to yet today, so don't go anywhere. This is First Shift on 1310 WDTW. I'm Tony Truppiano. Excuse me. I'm Tony Truppiano. Vote! You got to vote today. Thank you.
We're going to focus on the number one priority on Americans' minds right now, and that is creating jobs. If we have to drag the Republicans with us, then we'll do that.
On 1310 WDTW.
Hi, Tony Truppiano here. One of my pet projects for 2011 is to get those of you who have yet to register to vote to do just that. If you are connected to the Internet, I have made it very easy for you to register. Just go to www.thetonyshow.org. That's www.thetonyshow.org and click on the Register to Vote button that is prominently displayed on the homepage. Now, there are no excuses, and it only takes a few minutes, and it's free as well. So if you have yet to register to vote, I am not concerned as to why, but I am concerned if you don't do it now. Again, just go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the button that says Register to Vote. We all care about our democracy, sure we do. But if you are not registered to vote, then no matter how passionate you are about voting or having the ability to vote, it's honestly just complaining, and we've all had enough of that. Go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the Register to Vote button right now and register. Thank you.
Recently on First Shift.
Joining us now is Curtis Ellis, Executive Director of the American Jobs Alliance. Tell us, what is the American Jobs Alliance all about?
Individuals across the country who care very much about having jobs in the U.S. and care very much about having a healthy domestic manufacturing base and domestic service base. That is, let's just talk turkey here, put it straight, not outsourcing. We can't be having everything made around the world and imported into this country. Americans have to produce what we use. We have to be producers as well as consumers, or else we'll never get out of the financial mess we're in. We're a post-industrial service economy. I don't have to tell you or your listeners what that's done to this country. You're at ground zero there in Detroit. We have grass growing in the streets of major cities. Cities have never seen a depopulation like this since the Black Plague swept Europe.
First Shift with Tony Triano on 1310 WDTW.
Next time you need to stop for groceries, the 42,000 members of the United Food and Commercial Workers in Michigan ask you to shop at one of the stores where they work, including Kroger, Meijer, Hillers, and Hollywood Markets. Shopping at these union stores helps support good union jobs which build healthy communities. If you already shop at these stores, our members want to thank you for your support.
First Shift is more than a radio show.
It's a movement.
And it's Facebook fun as well.
Very impressive.
Add a like to the First Shift with Tony Tripiano page today and tell a friend.
I'm friends with Merlin Olsen, too. He comes over.
Interact with other listeners.
Yo, what's up, diggity doll?
Listen to the song of the day.
Great googly moogly.
Vote in the daily poll.
That's how I roll.
And even win prizes by participating in the contests.
You ever have that feeling you were just born for greatness?
First Shift with Tony Tripiano on Facebook. And also follow us
at Tony Tripiano on Twitter.
You're listening to 1310 WDTW, Detroit's Progressive Talk, the home for First Shift with Tony Tripiano. Now here's Tony.
And welcome back 10 minutes before the top of the hour. We're looking forward to the 8 o'clock hour, but not before we go check back in with our friends at Occupy Detroit, and we're going to get to that in really just a second. If you'd like to join us, by the way, if you have a question for my guest, feel free to give us a call, 888-552-3595. The email address, tony@thetonyshow.org, and on Twitter, @TonyTrupiano. Joining me now is the second half of that duo that got arrested last week at Wayne State University. Okay, that doesn't give them some... I guess it does give him a little claim to fame. Susie Reed was the young lady we talked to last week. Her partner in crime, if you will, another guy I'm awfully proud of for having the courage to stand up and just do the right thing. People don't understand. As Governor Romer said a little bit later on in this hour, we need to plug into the power of young people. They get it. They absolutely get it. Joe McGuire joins me now from Occupy Detroit. And Joe, it's a pleasure to have you on First Shift.
Thanks for having me on, Tony. How's it going?
You know what? It's going okay today, my good friend. It's going okay. I am awfully proud of the work that you're all doing there with Occupy Detroit, and certainly appreciated you standing up in Wayne State last week and, I guess, taking a little one on the chin. I know they didn't rough you up too bad, so that's a good thing. But, you know, Joe, sometimes you just have to stand up for your principles, and if that means a little harassment, well, I guess it means a little harassment.
Yeah, I mean, we heard about that guy coming just a couple days before he was scheduled to, you know, come to Wayne State, and we just thought, we got to do something. You know, we can't just let that guy come to our school and be invited by our school as an example of leadership and, you know, not stand up and say something.
Right, well, that guy that we're talking about, I don't remember his name, but he was one of the presidents of the New York Stock Exchange. I believe it's the Euro division or something, but...
here
we are, the Occupy movement, very much about where money is how money is being moved in this country. We know, Joe, where it's not being moved. 99% of us are intimately aware of where it's not being moved. So you decide to show up. Kind of give us an idea of what happened that day.
Well, they left registration open to be in the audience. And, you know, by the way, this guy, yeah, CEO of the New York Stock Exchange, longtime partner at Goldman Sachs, intimate, you know, architect of this financial system that produces nothing and just takes in America. And so a few of us registered to be in the audience of this taping. It was a small studio, maybe 30 seats, and some of us picketed outside. And so we marched down from the park that we're staying at, Grand Circus Park, met up with some Wayne State students, and, you know, some of us went in, we dressed in business casual, tried to blend it in with some of the business students there, which worked out, because they knew that something was up. They had plenty of police outside, but they didn't know which one of us were occupiers and which one of us were business students. So we sit down in the audience, you know, the interviewer throws in some softball questions, and... when the interviewer asks, Duncan Niederauer was the guy's name, how he got started at Goldman Sachs, I kind of think now or never, because they didn't announce any kind of question and answer time where the audience could ask questions. So as he starts to answer, I stand up and I say, "Hi, Duncan, I'm from Occupy Detroit. We were just wondering if you had any advice for how to deal with the police, because we all are impressed with how none of you Wall Street guys have gotten thrown in jail yet for what you've done to the country. And immediately, you know, as I say this, I feel a tug at the back of my pants, and there's a security guard pulling me out. And, you know, I go along with them. We sort of expected that part of it. But what I didn't expect was that as soon as they pull me out in the alley, there's a Wayne State police officer waiting to handcuff me and put me in the back of his police car and drive me down to the Wayne State Police Department, where they held me for a little over an hour. Susie joined up with me soon, my comrade, and we waved at each other from jail cell to jail cell. And the picket from the outside the taping marched down to the police station and joined us when they heard that we were arrested. And so we sort of had a hero's welcome as we came out of the police station doors. And then we marched around Wayne State and went back to our park where later that day we actually coincidentally had a event where we had a rally and a march in solidarity with the police abuse in Occupy Oakland. And, you know, it was really kind of a lucky experience because, you know, it really galvanized us and we got a lot of publicity from it. So we sort of lucked into something pretty successful, that event.
Well, you know, Joe McGuire, I have to ask, what were you charged with? You asked a question.
Well, technically what it says on my complaint that they gave me was disturbing a public meeting, which is, I think, a law, if this is just my guess, for like those city council meetings, you know, and in my opinion, doesn't really apply to this, which, you know, was a TV taping that you had to register in advance for, which seems to mean neither public nor a meeting. So I think they just wanted to set an example. Apparently, you know, after I left, they started the taping over again, and right when they got to about the same point in the interview, Susie stood up and said, "Hi, Duncan, you know, you're here to talk about leadership, but since you were the leader of the New York Stock Exchange when the stock market crashed and Goldman Sachs when it ruined the economy, do you really think you're qualified to talk about leadership?" At which point they let her out, and I guess the host announced to the crowd at that point, you know, if any of you troublemakers are planning on standing up and asking a question again, just be aware that we didn't just leave those kids out. We arrested them, and we're charging them with a crime. So I guess it was sort of an effort to make an example of us, and I don't think they really expect the charges to stick, and we'll make sure that they don't.
Yeah, and I don't see that they can, but that doesn't mean that they won't try, and that's fine. Listen, Joe, your intent really was for purely informational purposes, and I think that they were legitimate questions. I don't think you guys were being nasty in any way. I know you weren't being disrespectful. You just wanted answers to some pretty basic questions, so I don't know. Again, I'm awfully proud of you, and I'm awfully proud of Susie for just having the courage to stand up and ask a question that unfortunately didn't get answered.
Yeah, I know, and it seems to me just a basic right that we should have. If a person that has so much control over the economy that nobody elected to that position, and, you know, and not only that, but, you know, they get massive bailouts when they screw up, and they come to our university as an example of quote-unquote leadership, it seems to me we should have a right to ask tough questions to them. And, you know, apparently, you know, asking a rich guy a question is a crime, but that doesn't mean we're not going to do it. So just be aware for the business community that if you come down to Wayne State expecting to, you know, have free ride and talk about, you know, work-life balance and all these softball questions that the interviewer is going to ask you, the people are going to show up and they're going to ask you the questions that really matter.
Absolutely. All right, very quickly before we have to get out of here, I know that you guys are taking donations. Certainly, you guys have rearranged the camp, so if people have food, both perishable and non-perishable, they can drive it right down. Pallets, office supplies, tents, sleeping bags, hats, coats, mittens, all that kind of stuff. Still in need of all that stuff, so folks, help out the Occupy Detroit movement and support them. Joe McGuire, thank you so much for your time, and we'll look forward to visiting with somebody from Occupy Detroit tomorrow.
All right. Thanks a lot, Tony. Have a good one.
Thank you. My pleasure. All right, folks, a quick break here. Diane Cross with traffic and weather. CNN with headline news. Chris Mialakis on the other side. I'm Tony Truppiano. We'll be back on 1310 WDTW.
Team 10 WDTW, continuous traffic watch.
Tony, our total traffic update includes some slow going along I-94, making your way in toward Hagerty, trying to get toward 275. And further, our construction zone through there includes the ramps from 275 north and south to west 94, closed as part of that. And we get the slow going on the eastbound side. 275, pockets of heavy traffic as you make your way toward the 96 M14 interchange and heading up toward the Ruther. 75 south, very heavy. 14-mile road to about 8 mile.
1310 WDTW, Motor City Weather.
The forecast from the National Weather Service, there's a chance of rain today. Our high 65, tonight clouds and 54, tomorrow rain and 63. Right now we do have light rain, fog and mist at the airport, 55 degrees. I'm Diane Cross. You're listening to 1310 WDTW, the home of First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
If you missed today's First Shift with Tony Trupiano, or you want to listen to a segment again, visit our podcast page on 1310WDTW.com today.
Hey, it's Jeff from First Shift with Tony Trupiano. Weekdays from 6 to 9 a.m. right here on 1310 WDTW.
Dearborn, Detroit.
Now, time for news from CNN.
CNN Radio, I'm Jim Ribble. Top story, two Penn State University officials have resigned and faced criminal charges for failing to report allegations of child sex abuse against former assistant football coach Jerry Sandusky. CNN's Jason Carroll reports some Penn State students feel head coach Joe Paterno should be held accountable as well.
You heard from the Attorney General's office. You heard from police. They feel as though legally he did the minimum of what was required. So that's why legally he's not facing any charges. Morally, there seems to be a question as to whether or not he did enough.
Former heavyweight boxing champ Joe Frazier has died of liver cancer. CNN's Michael Jones reports you don't hear the name Joe Frazier without also hearing the name Muhammad Ali.
Smokin' Joe Frazier was the first fighter to defeat Muhammad Ali, landing what may be the most memorable left hook in boxing history. It came in the first of their three classic fights. In a statement, Ali says of his longtime nemesis, quote, "The world has lost a great champion. I will always remember Joe with respect and admiration," unquote. Joe Frazier was 67.
Conrad Murray's defense team says it'll appeal his involuntary manslaughter conviction for Michael Jackson's death. CNN legal analyst Paul Callen thinks the judge's decision to put Murray behind bars immediately was meant to be a warning for doctors who give celebrities everything they want.
I think he was sending a message here. We're not going to tolerate it anymore. This is what's happening to this physician. He's going right into prison. Strong message from the court.
Murray's sentencing is set for late this month. In the meantime, he's in jail. Republican presidential candidate Herman Cain's campaign says he'll address the latest sexual harassment allegations against him at a news conference this afternoon. He has said everything is untrue. One woman made accusations yesterday. Today, the Washington Examiner reports a fifth woman is leveling allegations. The UN High Commission for Human Rights now estimates more than 3,500 Syrians have been killed since the government crackdown on protesters began earlier this year. The regime last week promised to ease up on the demonstrators, but activist groups say the repression has continued unabated. This is CNN Radio.
There are a lot of safety tips out there. Look before crossing the street. Buckle up. Don't eat a whole bunch of poison. For facilities maintenance, folks, here's a good one. Use Grainger. They have over 44,000 safety products to help keep your facility safe, from personal protection gear and safety signs to online safety training tools. And now through December 31st, save 30% off the Grainger catalog price on select Honeywell safety products, from brands like Miller Fall Protection and North Safety. See details at Grainger.com/safety. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
AVG links millions of users to protect computers from digital threats. It's a point we wanted to demonstrate vividly. So we caged two people and dropped them in a jungle with a 500-pound tiger. And did we mention the cage was made of toothpicks? Millions of toothpicks.
You've got to stop here, stop on top of the cage!
How many toothpicks does it take to stop a tiger? Find out. AVG presents Tiger vs. Toothpicks at WeProtectUs.com.
Wall Street is going to be a little more stingy with bonuses this year. Consulting firm Johnson Associates says people who work on Wall Street will receive 20 to 30% bonuses this year, lower bonuses this year versus last. It has nothing to do with the growing unpopularity of big Wall Street payouts. The firm simply don't have as much money this year, and they need to make cuts beyond the job cuts already announced. More Americans are falling back behind. Credit reporting company TransUnion says the number of Americans late on mortgage payments by at least 60 days rose in this year's third quarter, July through September. It's the first increase in a year and a half. Almost 6.5% of homeowners are late by 2 months or more. That rising rate is often seen as a predictor of which way the foreclosure rate is heading. Markets in Europe rising 1% as Greece is now receiving financial help from the European Union. S&P futures rising 9 points. NASDAQ futures up 22. I'm Andrew O'Day in the newsroom at MarketWatch.com.
If you're part of running a business, you know your mind works differently from other folks.
Heating costs, cooling costs, reducing costs.
In fact, you've always got decisions on your mind.
How do I trim my budget back and still watch my employees' backs?
Aflac!
We understand. So choosing Aflac should be an easy decision. It's a way to enhance employee benefits at no direct cost to your business. Aflac is insurance for things like accidents or critical illness. And it pays cash benefits directly to help cover things major medical doesn't. It's like a safety net for your employees. And since it's voluntary, it doesn't cost your business a cent. Because you've already got enough on your mind.
Taking care of business, taking care of my people.
Aflac!
That's how we do it.
Find out how you can make Aflac available at no cost to your business. Call 1-866-61-AFLAC or visit aflac.com/protect.
There are a lot of safety tips out there. Look before crossing the street. Buckle up. Don't eat a whole bunch of poison. For facilities maintenance, folks, here's a good one. Use Grainger. They have over 44,000 safety products to help keep your facility safe, from personal protection gear and safety signs to online safety training tools. And now through December 31st, save 30% off the Grainger catalog price on select Honeywell safety products from brands like Miller Fall Protection and North Safety. See details at Grainger.com/safety. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
AVG links millions of users to protect computers from digital threats. It's a point we wanted to demonstrate vividly. So we caged two people and dropped them in a jungle with a 500-pound tiger. And did we mention the cage was made of toothpicks? Millions of toothpicks.
He's got time in himself, he's got time in the cage!
How many toothpicks does it take to stop a tiger? Find out. AVG presents Tiger vs. Toothpicks at WeProtectUs.com.
They call us a mob.
To try to divide us.
They tell us prosperity should start at the top and to wait for it to trickle down.
More like piddle down.
They refuse to compromise for the good of the country.
When you're right, you don't have to compromise. Compromise is for people that are wrong.
Instead, caring more about the politics of politics.
I don't know why he believes that it's going to be any easier for Republicans than Democrats to make these tough decisions.
They think we have no choice but to sit back and take it.
Think again.
No more. This is First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
Welcome back, Hour 3. Today is Election Day all throughout the state of Michigan. You got to vote. Yep, I've now probably mentioned it, I don't know, 40-something times, and I'm not done. We got another hour radio, and we're going to get to our regular guest here in just a moment. I want to remind you a little later on this hour, we'll have some time for open lines. But if you want to comment on anything Chris Mialakis and I are talking about, you're always welcome to join us, folks. 888-552-3595. That's 888-552-3595. Comment via email, tony@thetonyshow.org. And last but not least, on Twitter, @TonyTrupiano. Fellas, give me the intro and let's get rocking.
Joining Tony in studio,
as he always does at this time,
the legislative and political director of the United Food and Commercial Workers of Michigan,
Chris Mialakis.
Banging it out with Chris Mialakis today.
Good
and
morning,
Chris,
Tony.
As always, a pleasure to have you on. It wouldn't be Tuesday without you.
That's right.
And bonus time with you on Saturday. We'll get into that in just a moment. That was an interesting event, needless to say. I don't know if you had a chance to listen to my interview in the 7 o'clock hour with Governor Buddy Romer.
That was something.
You know, the whole fair trade thing, you know, I'm really into that. I know you're really into fair trade. Just for a moment, and not that we're here to endorse Buddy Romer for president, because we're not. I mean, we're going to work hard for President Obama. We're going to get him reelected. That's not the issue. But isn't it a little bit sad the Republicans bar somebody that actually has a reasonable voice?
Yeah, you know, he's actually got some decent ideas. And, you know, one thing on the fair trade versus free trade thing that I get a little frustrated with, you know, what we call free trade is the exact opposite of that. You know, the trade we have with China is
kind of like right to work.
Right. It's very Orwellian in its naming. You know, countries like China, Vietnam, Mexico, you know, their standards of wages, environmental protections, labor laws, the way they treat their unions, it's so much different. And so when you have regulations between economies that don't regulate their labor markets or their environmental standards like we do, then they're actually subsidizing. You know, it's a different form of subsidy for those industries that are importing here. And so it's not free trade. We don't have a free trade system. We engage in heavily subsidized trade with foreign countries. And it makes
interestingly, the UFCW is probably more involved in free trade than on fair trade than a lot of unions.
Right.
Because of the scope of the work that you folks do. You're not just Kroger and Meijer, and we need to remind people. In fact, right. Tomorrow we've got John Kakmakia, and we'll of course get into his thing tomorrow. But the point is, UFCW is an extremely diverse union, mm-hmm. and fair trade and free trade issues and NAFTA has really affected the way you organize.
Yeah, you know, we represent a lot of food processing workers, and there's an industry where I think the typical American consumers want the American style regulation. I mean, I can tell you, Tony, I didn't realize what USDA approved meant until I walked into some of our plants. The USDA doesn't just come in and do a little routine inspection once a month or a couple times a year. They have inspectors in every food processing plant.
Every day.
Every single day. They literally have their own office. They have their own parking space in every plant. And they test every single batch of food that goes out. And, you know, when I saw that, I got to know some of the USDA guys when I was the packing house rep. You know, they really do a great job protecting us. And I feel a lot more comfortable knowing that my food is being inspected like that, where a lot of other countries that are trying to dump a lot of their food into the United States don't want to do that. You know, they don't have those same regulations. You know, there's this big influx of Argentinian beef.
Right.
And that's threatening our domestic producers. You know, you even have, I was at a meeting at the South Central Michigan Labor Council a couple months ago, and someone from the cereal, the BCGTM unit, they represent a lot of the cereal workers, was telling us how there's a lot of Mexican-made cereal now being dumped in our stores, and you couldn't even tell the difference between a Mexican-made box and an American-made box of cereal. Kellogg's doing it. I don't think Post is doing it yet, so you got to look closely on that label, even when you're buying breakfast cereal now.
All right, we got a couple callers, so let's get to the phones. We are going to be talking elections today. We're going to be talking millages. We have a lot to get to, including Sunday's labor march to support the occupiers and a lot of stuff. So don't worry about it. We're going to get to it all. But let's go to the phones. I want to welcome Jeff and Novi to First Shift. And, Jeff, I understand that you are a poll worker. Tell me how things are going out there.
It's very light so far. I'm not a poll worker. I'm out here canvassing for candidates.
Oh, very good.
Ramesh Verma and Dala Shekli for Novi City Council.
Absolutely.
Nice. I know Ramesh, actually.
I know Ramesh as well.
Great guy.
Nice. Listen, when you say it's slow, I mean, are we talking excruciatingly slow?
I don't think I've had a half a dozen voters so far.
Yeah, and that's been, you know, I got to tell you, Jeff, when I voted in the primary, I showed up at 6 p.m. and I was voter number 12 at my precinct.
Wow.
Yeah, it was embarrassing. But, Jeff, I appreciate you checking in with us and letting us know what's going on.
I did have a question for you.
Oh, sure.
Something I just picked up on this morning is, I guess, the legislature is, state legislature is pushing to have school board elections to be held on even number years, so they're combined with all the other elections.
Well, no, they're going to move them to November as opposed to in August.
Well, it said November even number years, though.
Well, I thought it was in general. And is that the way you understood it, Chris?
I'm not sure.
Yeah, I mean, when I read it, now, Jeff, I could be wrong, but when I read the bill, I thought it was to move all school board, and I could be wrong, so I'll have to check on that, but all school board elections would be moved to November, which made sense at a million different levels.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. But it could be that my information may have been wrong because I just picked it up on the crawl on the morning news.
Okay. Well, you know, we'll check that out and report back tomorrow. So thanks again, Jeff, so much for your call. Okay. Let's see. Yeah, we got time for the other call before we go to break. Let's go to Tom in Detroit. Tom, is always a pleasure to have you on the show.
Yeah, good morning, Tony. How are you?
Good
morning to your guest. I'm at school, and it's a polling place, and it's excruciating and slow as well. But, you know, that aside, the email that I sent you last night about the letter to the editor,
yes,
I sent it to a friend of mine, and he was saying that because of this, for lack of a better word, brouhaha about Herman Cain and his sexual escapades, that, you know, the Obama thing is going to be, you know, his American Jobs Act bill is going to be kept off, you know, it's going to be on a slow burn. And I'm going, I sent him an email back and I said this: as long as I've got my First Amendment right to pick up a pen or a telephone and make a call and, you know, speak my opinion, I said, I'm going to make sure that it stays in the public eye. And I want to thank you for giving me the opportunity to do that.
Well, I mean, Tom, you're welcome. You know, of course, I appreciate your point of view. Tom's referencing an email he sent me last night. Chris, he sent a letter to the Detroit newspapers basically saying, you know, the Republicans have to stop stonewalling and let's vote on the jobs bill and let's start moving the country forward. And I know Chris, of course, would agree with that.
Absolutely.
So, Tom, yeah, go ahead.
Okay. All right. No, I said I'm going to also send it to Mitch McConnell as well and also to Boehner.
Well, good. Yes. Good. Tom, hopefully, and do you have school today or is it you guys are closed today because of voting?
We're in PD, we're in professional development today.
Gotcha. All right. Well, I hope that things pick up. You know, Chris, very quickly before we go to break, we know that they've been predicting a 10% turnout in the city of Detroit.
Wow.
They have a major issue on the ballot in the charter.
Yeah.
And so it's a little bit stunning for me that they're predicting such a low turnout. But if we take a look at what some of the other city clerks around the state are saying, anywhere between 10 and 25 to 30% turnout.
Wow. You know, and what people forget, too, is a lot of times these local elections, they affect your day-to-day life more than anything else.
I mean, even more than the presidential.
Right, right. I mean, you know, local politics, all politics is local. And, you know, these are very, very important elections today. I can't encourage people enough to vote. There's a lot of big, important issues all over Metro Detroit. Everyone's voting on not just local municipal elections, but a lot of millages, a lot of other proposals like the charter in Detroit and the millage in Dearborn Heights and a lot of big elections across the state.
In fact, you and I both happen to live in Dearborn Heights, Chris, so we're intimately familiar with the candidates for city clerk and the candidates for city council and, of course, the millage issue, which I'm going to vote in favor of, and I'll explain my vote in a moment because I think it does need some explanation. But in communities throughout metropolitan Detroit, and actually throughout the state, because the show is streamed live and people all over the state listen to the show and they listen to the podcast, I can't, especially as it comes to these millages. One of the points that I know you want to make today, and you know, we're going to wait till after the break to do it because we're just about at the break, but there's actually, when you analyze what it actually costs versus what's happening with your property taxes,
sure. Yeah.
People need to understand that dynamic. Because there is a profoundly important reason to pass these millages,
mm-hmm.
And it's not going to, although it's going to sound like it's going to cost you money, when you factor in what's happened to property values and how much your property taxes have come down, it actually is not going to, in some instances, cost you, it's going to be less than what you were paying a couple years ago just to pay your property taxes, period. But we'll get to that in just a moment. Chris Mihalakis, again, my guest. Chris is the legislative and political director with the United Food and Commercial Workers Union. And we're going to talk again local elections. Chris and I were involved in an event, that Soapbox Summit on Saturday night. He was, of course, the labor march to support the Occupy Detroit movement. So there's a lot to get to. Again, feel free, like Jeff and Tom did, to give us a call at 888-552-3595. If you voted, give us a call. Let us know what your polling place was like this morning. I realize it's still early. I realize it's raining. It does not excuse. You need to get out and vote. I'm Tony Truppiano. This is First Shift. We'll be right back.
With Tony Triviano.
Well, welcome Theo in Detroit.
Well, thank you, Tony. I want to tell you I appreciate the fact that you bring information that we might not otherwise hear anyplace else.
On 1310 WDTW.
1310 WDTW, continuous traffic watch.
Good morning, Tony. Our total traffic update includes some delays all over the place. 94 eastbound near Hagerty, we've got an accident trying to clear. That's heading into our construction zone out to 275. Very slow there. Northbound 275 from about Michigan at times all the way to 9614, all the way up to the Reuther. Heavy and slow. Eastbound 96 coming in toward 275, also very slow. 75 south Rochester Road down toward about 8 Mile, plus an earlier accident 75 south of the Davison, adding to those big slowdowns.
1310 WDTW, Motor City Weather.
The forecast from the National Weather Service does include that chance of rain this morning and a high near 65. Tonight, clouds and 54. Tomorrow, they'll look for rain all day and a high near 63. Right now, we have some fog and mist at the airport, 55 degrees. I'm Diane Cross. You're listening to 1310 WDTW, the home of First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
Hi, Tony Trupiano here. One of my pet projects for 2011 is to get those of you who have yet to register to vote to do just that. If you are connected to the internet, I have made it very easy for you to register. Just go to www.thetonyshow.org. That's www.thetonyshow.org and click on the register to vote button that is prominently displayed on the homepage. Now, there are no excuses and it only takes a few minutes and it's free as well. So if you have yet to register to vote, I am not concerned as to why, but I am concerned if you don't do it now. Again, just go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the button that says register to vote. We all care about our democracy, sure we do. But if you are not registered to vote, then no matter how passionate you are about voting or having the ability to vote, it's honestly just complaining, and we've all had enough of that. Go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the register to vote button right now and register. Thank you.
Motorcyclists often seem rather intimidating. Rough and tumble. Real bad mamma jammers. Little do folks know, they can actually be quite sensible. Especially if they insure their motorcycle with Geico along with their car. Geico's multi-policy discount could save them quite a bit of money. Did I just say bad mamma jammers? Do you ever say something and think, I wish I'd never said that? This is one of them times.
Call Geico or visit geico.com today to see how much our multi-policy discount could save you.
Next time you need to stop for groceries, the 42,000 members of the United Food and Commercial Workers in Michigan ask you to shop at one of the stores where they work, including Kroger, Meijer, Hiller's, and Hollywood Markets. Shopping at these union stores helps support good union jobs which build healthy communities. If you already shop at these stores, our members want to thank you for your support.
And now the bonus round. If absence makes the heart grow fonder, what does presence make?
I want to say crab dip.
Correct. Finish this sequence. Tree, sky.
Transubstantiationalism.
Correct. What can you watch instantly with Netflix?
Unlimited TV episodes and movies.
Correct. Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Ma'am, are you crying?
I cry when I'm happy.
Well, that makes two of us.
First Shift is more than a radio show.
It's a movement.
And it's Facebook fun as well.
Very impressive.
Add a like to the First Shift with Tony Trupiano page today and tell a friend.
I'm friends with Merlin Olsen, too. He's come over.
Interact with other listeners.
Oh, what's up, diggity dog?
Listen to the song of the day.
Very googly moodly.
Vote in the daily poll.
That's how I roll.
And even win prizes by participating in the contest.
You ever have that feeling you were just born for greatness?
First Shift with Tony Trupiano on Facebook. And also follow us
at Tony Trupiano on Twitter.
Got a question or comment? Call now.
888-552-3595.
First Shift with Tony Trupiano
on 1310.
WDTW.
Welcome back. 22 minutes after the hour. Chris Mihalakis with the FCW, my guest. Local elections, certainly important. Chris, as we talk about millages, let's talk a little bit about what's happened with property values and what's really being asked of a voter today. If we're asking for a millage increase in Dearborn Heights, it's 3.5 mils. Without getting into specific numbers yet, if we think about what's happened to property values, which means our taxes have gone down, what they're asking us to approve, you know, it's really not going to cost you, in some cases, any money at all.
That's right, Tony. I mean, you know, property values in Dearborn Heights and like most communities in Metro Detroit have been decreasing steadily for the last 5 or 6 years. And, you know, I pay a lot less in property taxes than I did when I first moved into Dearborn Heights. I end up paying about, you know, over $100 less a month. And, you know, to make matters worse, they're projecting that property values are going to continue to decrease over the next two or three years at the same rate. And so, you know, by adopting a millage of, what was it, 3.5 mils?
3.5 mils.
What the average, you know, if you live in the north side of town, which I don't, I'm in the...
I'm in the north side.
Yeah, I'm in the south side, which is a little bit cheaper. And you have a house that's valued at $100,000 right now, you're going to pay $10 more a year. Now, I live in the south end. It's going to be a lot less for me. You're probably talking about, you know, pennies more a year. And that's because property values are going to continue to decline for the next few years. And all we're trying to do is keep the city's treasury where it's at right now. And, you know, when you think about it, $10 a year, $5 a year, you know, a couple mils here and there, the property values are never going to go back up to their highs where they were 10 years ago. That was a housing bubble. You know, my house, 7-8 years ago sold for almost three times as much as what I paid for it.
Wow.
Yeah. So we're never going to see those highs again. But at the same time, the city still needs fire. We still need police. You know, we still need our parks. I mean, I love Dearborn Heights Park System. We have some great city parks that I use quite frequently. You know, we have basketball courts in the South End, and, you know, my friends every year come over for our annual touch football game. Of course, we're all getting a little old.
Yeah, the game doesn't move as quick.
Yeah, and of course...
Nor do the guys playing it, yeah.
Right. And of course, now injuries are what determines when the game ends. But, you know, and we have two great rec centers. I mean, the Richard Young Center in the South End is just a top-notch facility. I mean, you know, we have a lot of great amenities. And you know, when I just was thinking about where to move when I was looking at buying a house, you know, what's great about a city like Dearborn Heights, and this is the case for countless other communities in Metro Detroit, is we have a lot of great amenities that people use and that I use. And, you know, even our senior centers that we need to protect by passing this millage, you know, they're not just for seniors. They're places where the entire community comes together, where we all congregate. You know, I'm president of the Housing Commission in Dearborn Heights, and we meet in the senior centers to discuss all of our housing issues. So, I mean, $10 a year is a small price to pay, and all we're looking to do is maintain our services. And in addition to maintaining what we have, the city has already made a lot of cuts. Everyone's taken a pay cut in City Hall. I mean, there's no one, you know, getting rich off of taxpayer money in our city. And the reason why I bring up Dearborn Heights, too, I hope your listeners understand, is this is just a microcosm for what's going on in all of Metro Detroit. Every community has been tightening the belt for the last 10 years. And many of these communities now are asking voters to pass a millage. And, you know, you're literally talking about a few dollars here and there. And it's a small price to pay to keep your firefighters working, to keep your police working, to maintain some of your city services and some of your amenities. I mean, you're really just talking about pennies a day.
Well, you know, and again, even if even if the millage passes, which of course we hope it does, you're still going to be paying less annually than
right.
You were just paying your normal property taxes 3 years ago.
Well, that's the thing. You know, if I do have to pay the whole whopping, you know, $10 more a year, I'm still paying about $50-$60 a month less than where I was a few years ago.
Absolutely. Well, you know, and especially in some of the communities, I know the Macomb Intermediate School District has a special education millage that it will support special education programs in Macomb County School District. The reason that's important is that by federal law, those have to be funded.
Right.
Which means they have to take it from the general budget.
Right.
They have to fund special ed first, and they have to do that. They don't have a choice. So that millage in the Macomb ISD is critical so that they can maintain, you know, the scholastic services in Macomb County.
You know, that's really interesting you bring that up, Tony, because, you know, a lot of the problems we have in our local municipalities come from Lansing. Lansing has severely cut revenue sharing with local cities. After Prop A passed years ago, a lot of cities were relying on a lot of the revenue they got from revenue sharing, and that's been cut almost or more by over 50% in the last, you know, 10 years. I remember when I first started working in the legislature in 2002, that was the big issue. That was the first cut, and revenue sharing has been cut almost, seems like, pretty much every year since then. But another way that the state has gone after local municipalities is by promoting charter schools. You know, the reason why special education funding is such a big part of Macomb County's ISD is because charter schools won't take anyone with special needs and that need special education. So now you have these, you know, charter schools that are cherry picking, you know, the students that are the cheapest to teach and leaving those that are the most expensive to the public school system, forcing them to bring more funding in and find more ways to bring funding into the state.
Well, again, it's important that people go out and vote today. No excuses. I don't care that it's raining. I don't care that you have to work. It's raining for all of us. We all have to work. Actually, not as many of us as we'd like, actually. But it's important that you get out and vote today. I know that the candidates would appreciate if you go out and vote. Certainly in many of these municipalities that do have something on the ballot. And again, I think there's a couple cities on the west side of the state that don't have an election today, and I'm talking two. And that's it. Everywhere else in the state of Michigan today, there is an election, and people just need to get out there and support these millages. And I realize in some communities it's a little bit more money than others, but again, if you offset that against how much your property taxes have gone down, and they have gone down in every city. There isn't a city in the state of Michigan that hasn't seen a reduction in their property values.
And let's look at the alternative. Let's say your local millage doesn't pass, and you know now your local city hall has to lay off firefighters. What's that going to mean for your community? Or they have to lay off police officers. Not only is your city going to be less safe, and not only is your fire response time going to decrease, but you know what about the burden it'll give to the unemployment fund?
Well, you know, Chris, beyond that, let's make it simpler. We're about to get into snow season. In fact, it may snow Wednesday night. Do you really not want your roads being cleared? And then what the first thing you're going to do is call your city and go, hey, you're not clearing the roads. Well, you didn't pass that millage. We can't keep these people employed. You know, we got to pay them with money. We don't have the money. So,
That's right.
All right, let's take a quick, can you stay with me?
Yeah.
When we come back, we'll talk about, the Soapbox Summit. Will also get to Occupy Detroit and the Issues Conference in Lansing on Saturday. Chris will be participating in that as well. I'm Tony Truppiano. Feel free to give us a call, 888-552-3595. This is 1310 WDTW. You're listening to First Shift. We'll be right back.
WDTW, continuous traffic watch.
Tony, our total traffic update brought to you by McDonald's. I-75 north and southbound between about 14 Mile Road and 8 Mile. Heavy and slow going there on the Reuther, especially westbound about Mound. Out to almost Telegraph, we've got the delays. M-10, both directions between Southfield and the Davison. Heavy and slow there. 275 trying to make your way between Michigan and 9614 and the Reuther. Very slow going.
Stop by McDonald's today and start collecting McCafe rewards points. Points are available on all medium and large hot McCafe and premium roast coffee cups. Collect 5 points and your 6th beverage is free. Start collecting points today. McCafe rewards, only available at McDonald's. I'm loving it.
1310 WDTW, Motor City Weather.
The forecast from the National Weather Service does include that chance of rain this morning and a high near 65. Tonight, clouds and 54. Tomorrow, they'll look for rain all day and a high near 63. Right now, we have some fog and mist at the airport, 55 degrees. I'm Diane Cross. You're listening to 1310 WDTW, the home of First Shift with Tony Truppiano.
Unions work. One of the many advantages of being a worker covered by a union contract is the increased likelihood that you will have guaranteed benefits, including scheduled wage increases, affordable health insurance, a secure pension, and paid time off than non-union workers. Wouldn't it be nice to have the peace of mind and economic security that comes with a union contract? Find out how a union can work for you. Call the United Food and Commercial Workers at 1-888-485-9671. That's 1-888-485-9671.
As an old country saying puts it, money is like manure. It does no good unless you spread it around. Yet, America's corporate and political leaders have intentionally been shoveling wealth into an ever bigger pile for those at the top. They've gotten away with this by lying to the great majority, which has seen its share of America's prosperity steadily disappearing. Yes, they've told us the rich are getting richer, but that's just the natural workings of the new global economy in which financial elites are rewarded for their exceptional talents, innovation, and bold risk-taking. Horse duties. The massive redistribution of America's wealth from the many to the few is happening because the rich and their political puppets have rigged the system. Years of subsidized offshoring and downsizing, gutting labor rights, monkey-wrenching the tax code, legalizing financial finagling, dismantling social programs, increasing the political dominance of corporate cash. These and other self-serving acts of the moneyed powers have created the conveyor belt that's moving our wealth from the grassroots to the penthouses. Not since the Gilded Age, which preceded and precipitated the Great Depression, have so few amassed so much of our nation's riches. Having learned nothing from 1929's devastating crash, nor from their own bank failures in 2008 that crushed our economy, the wealthiest of the wealthy fully intend to keep taking more for themselves at our expense. This is Jim Hightower saying, now, however, the people are on to their lies. In an October poll, two-thirds of Americans support increased taxes on millionaires, an end to corporate tax subsidies, and policies to more evenly distribute the wealth we all help create. This rising egalitarianism shows the true American character and is changing our politics for the better. What do the corporate powers from Wall Street to Walmart have in common? They hate the Hightower Lowdown. You can see why at www.hightowerlowdown.org.
Stay connected with us. First Shift is on Facebook and Twitter. Follow us,
like us,
love us. At Tony Trupiano on Twitter and add a like to the First Shift with Tony Trupiano page today.
Tony is back and wants to talk with you. Give him a call at 1-888-552-3595.
Welcome back, 35 minutes after the hour. Once again, Chris Mihalakis, my guest. He is legislative and political director at the United Food and Commercial Workers Union, the UFCW, my union, actually. Chris, Saturday afternoon, evening, you and I participated in the Soapbox Summit with the Assembly Line Party.
That's right.
A.J. O'Neill.
Yep.
It was a really interesting event. Now, I got to tell you, I was a little bit worried because at one point when it began, there were no more panelists than there were audience members. But by the time we were done, and I don't know at what point this happened because I got really into what we were doing,
right.
But we had the place was jam-packed when we were done.
Yeah, it was a full house. I think part of the problem was it was a beautiful fall day, and those beautiful days are few and far between.
Yeah. Your reflections on the event?
It was a lot of fun. It was a good event. I really liked what AJ was trying to do too, and he brought a lot of people from different sectors: public, private, nonprofit, labor, government, local, state, that sort of thing. And it was a very diverse panel. And it was really great to talk about some of the issues we talked about from all of our different perspectives. I was really excited to hear more about the Fern Care Clinic.
In Ferndale. Really interesting.
Yeah, I'd heard about it before. I remember years ago, the mayor of Ferndale at the time came before the Metro AFL-CIO and told us, I'm practicing universal health care here in Ferndale, and every citizen has a... who doesn't have insurance has a place to go get some basic medical needs. And it was great to hear about how that system worked. And then there were a lot of people working on a lot of great different projects across the city. And it was just great to hear, that we're not alone.
No, it was really, I was really encouraged. We had people from academia there, both
right.
at K-12 and higher ed.
Right.
Which was interesting. There was a project, a multitude of projects going on in Highland Park. I don't remember Brandon's last name off the top of my head, but certainly what they're doing with renewable energy and working with the education system and giving those students green opportunities that they wouldn't get any other way, and just the way that community is kind of supporting itself, it was really interesting. And I got to get a hold of him because I'd like to have him on the show.
Yeah.
It was really interesting to hear what they were doing. We had a pharmacist there that really spoke truth to power about the pharmaceuticals, and And really the cost of, well, you know, we certainly don't ignore the fact that medicines cost a lot of money.
Right.
It's always,
right.
especially in election years, it's always an issue. Will they buy food or medicine? And it's a legitimate issue.
Right.
But to listen from his perspective was really kind of interesting.
What I thought was really interesting about what he said was how pharmacists are underutilized. And that really hit me because we're on more pills now more than ever. You know, like America is relying on their pharmacists, but to hear him say that we don't utilize their expertise enough really blew me away because it's true. I mean, to me, you know, a pharmacist is, well, the doctor writes the prescription and the tech fills it. What's the pharmacist, you know? I never really thought about all the work that they're doing and the knowledge that they have, because these are people who have, you know, the equivalent of a master's degree, right, or close,
right.
Or a doctorate in some cases. And, you know, these are experts in their field. And I'm going to try to utilize my pharmacist a little more.
Well, interestingly, for the first time ever, I caught a cold back in the beginning of September. And I went in to get an expectorant. And so I just grabbed an expectorant off the shelf, and I walked up, and she said, did you have any questions? And I went, you know, just for, you know, whatever, yeah, I'd like to ask the pharmacist about that. And so he said, oh, no, that's not what you want at all. And he actually came out from behind the counter, walked down the aisle with me and said, okay, here are your options. This is why I would do this one. Excuse me. He said, you can do this one, but, you know, there's a reason why. I'd never done that before, and that he took the time to do that actually kind of surprised me.
Yeah, I've done that a few times. If I have a cold or a flu that's been, you know, I mean, obviously if it's something even remotely serious, I'll go to the doctors. But if I catch a cold or catch a flu, the pharmacists know what's going around. They know what bugs are going around. And so sometimes I'll just go to the pharmacy and say, hey, you know, I have that flu that everyone's had. What do you recommend for it? And you know, they'll have a couple different treatment options.
Right. Well, I didn't feel like he was trying to necessarily just sell me one product or over another. He gave me foundational reasons for why I should be taking it. It just made sense. Anyway, yes, that was one of the things that came out. And people really, you know, and let's encourage people to utilize their pharmacist for their vast amount of knowledge, because they do have a vast amount of knowledge. Anyway, it was a great event. And not to gloss over it, we're not. It's just Sunday was a big day for labor. Labor wanted to support, has been supporting the Occupy movement. And Sunday was very much about, and by the way, at the Soapbox Summit, I would say the most active discussion we had was about the Detroit, the Occupy movement.
Right.
The guy's name was Ryder. Is that his name?
Ryder Bush.
Yep. Really intense dude.
Great guy.
I mean, really intense guy. Loved him. Loved his passion.
Oh,
kept on calling me Mr. Truppiano.
Yeah.
That was driving me a little bit crazy. But he was being respectful is what he was being, and I appreciated that. Anyway, so the Occupy movement really was a large part of that conversation. But Sunday, you know, labor came out in a big way to support the Occupy movement. Talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, we had about 500 people show up on Sunday, which was a lot more than we had anticipated. And what we did was we met at Grand Circus Park. Or I'm sorry, we met at the Labor Legacy Monument in Hart Plaza. And we kind of rallied the troops there. We collected a lot of food, a lot of supplies, a lot of different things. We filled up a U-Haul that Region 1 generously donated. Chuck Hall was the director over there, and he made the decision to donate a U-Haul. We appreciate that. And not only that, the UAW contributed $2,500 to buy supplies for the occupiers, and so we bought some supplies on Saturday and sent them over. By the way, Tony, the Laborers Union, Mike Aaron, who's the local president, and Gino Alessandrini is the state council president, they contributed $1,000 for the Occupy movement as well. And of course, UFCW, we've bought the porta potties, and we're going to have a little more help down the road. You know, the nice thing about me being embedded there is I can get a good sense for what they need and when they need it. And Roger Robinson, our president, has been just phenomenal. And
by the way, everybody was extremely appreciative of those porta potties.
Oh yeah, absolutely. In fact, one of the speakers, we had some great speakers tell their stories about why they're part of the occupation, including myself.
I saw a little YouTube video of you there.
Oh, really?
On Sunday, absolutely.
And one of the speakers said, you know, the first few nights I camped out here, I was, you know, I'd wake up in the middle of the night and have to go find some space in the alley. Thanks to UFCW, we now have, you know, restrooms and we can keep this occupation going. So, but, you know, Roger's been great about asking me on a regular basis, what do they need? What can we send down there? And I know we'll be helpful, down the road. And, you know, in addition to all the checks that the institutions gave, so we started in Hart Plaza. We marched down Woodward, which was just awesome. I mean, I love the sound, you know, the echoing of our voices as we parade down the street. It was pretty incredible. And we made it up to Grand Circus Park. And, when we got there, we were led by the Occupy Detroit marching band, which is a little like 5 or 6 piece band. They had a guy banging on a trash can for a drum who did a great job. And they had a few brass players, and they led the march playing some labor. You know, they were playing Solidarity Forever. They were playing When the Saints Come Marching In and some other traditional jazz marching songs. They just sounded great. And so they led us all the way up Woodward and into Grand Circus Park. And when we finished there, they played a couple shows for us, or a couple songs for us. And then the speakers came on, and you know, while we were congregated there and while the speakers were speaking, we had a bunch of our volunteers passing around buckets collecting money. And you know, thanks to some of our activists, especially John Dick from the NALC, he was really pushing people to contribute. And they weren't just pulling out, you know, singles and fives. People were dropping 20s, 50s. I mean, people were giving big money into these buckets, and we were able to raise $1,000 just from the crowd.
That's great. So, you know, it's interesting because I had a conversation with a couple of the organizers. Just I touch base with them every day. They've been very good to me. They've been very, very good to me. And we were talking about their financial situation, and they feel very optimistic about the money that's coming in. With that said, I want to encourage people. Again, so many people would like to be down there and just can't, and we absolutely understand that.
Right.
This is never, it's never going to be about guilt where we're concerned. But if you could donate some money, and I know that at this point, you know, if people have food, they still need food.
Sure.
We went through that yesterday. Just go to Detroit dash or Occupy dash Detroit dot US. At the very top, there's a word that says donate. I don't know why people are having trouble finding it, because it's right there. Folks, if you just click on donate, it takes you to a page. You can decide how much you want to donate. Just fill in the blanks, and you're done. It's that simple. Keep in mind, as the weather's starting to get colder, you know, our guest yesterday wanted to remind us of that. They still need, you know, tents and sleeping bags, pallets, so they can build a floor. You know, they're trying to, you know, they've done an amazing job of reorganizing the camp.
Yeah.
You know, even the traffic flow is better because of the reorganization.
Right.
But they're fully, you know, again, we slowed down with some donations last week because they wanted to make sure that nothing was getting wasted.
Yeah.
Now that they're more organized, everything's back on the table.
Yeah.
So everything that we've mentioned before, from hats and scarves and gloves and coats and blankets to tents and tarps, office supplies, printers, everything in between. They need them again. They're ready to accept that stuff. But again, these financial donations are going to be critical moving forward. So let's not forget to help them out in that regard as well.
Yeah. And the other great thing about last Sunday too is, you know, we didn't just talk about, you know, we had some great speakers, but afterwards everybody hung around the camp and just talked to the occupiers, and really, you know, they had so many people sign up to volunteer to help out with different activities that one of the organizers was telling me they ran out of sign-in sheets because there were so many people that wanted to get involved.
Well, let's and one quick thing before we have to let people go today. The occupiers do need a break from time to time, so if you've even got an hour to go down there, maybe help in the comfort station or wherever. But if you just got even a little bit of time, it'll be helpful. Chris, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank
this
you,
week.
Tony. Appreciate it.
See, I told you we'd have no problem filling this time. We do this every week. You think we got enough, and then, you know, it's like, oh, dang, it's over already. All right, anyway, Chris Mialakis with the UFCW. Thank you so much. We're going to take a quick break. We're open lines at the top of the hour. We're going to wrap things up on the other side, 888-552-3595. I'm Tony Truppiano. Stay with us. We'll be back.
First Shift with Tony Truppiano.
Richard, good morning to you. How you doing today?
Great, Tony. Wow, wonderful show, man. Since you've been on, it's been a breath of fresh air, I got to tell you.
On 1310 WDTW.
Hi, Tony Truppiano here. One of my pet projects for 2011 is to get those of you who have yet to register to vote to do just that. If you are connected to the Internet, I have made it very easy for you to register. Just go to www.thetonyshow.org. That's www.thetonyshow.org, and click on the Register to Vote button that is prominently displayed on the homepage.
Now, there are no excuses, and it only takes a few minutes, and it's free as well. So if you have yet to register to vote, I am not concerned as to why, but I am concerned if you don't do it now. Again, just go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the button that says Register to Vote. We all care about our democracy, sure we do. But if you are not registered to vote, then no matter how passionate you are about voting or having the ability to vote, it's honestly just complaining, and we've all had enough of that. Go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the Register to Vote button right now and register. Thank you.
Recently on First Shift.
Joining me is therapist Leo Battenhausen, author of the brand new book, Defeating Depression, The Calm and Sense Way.
Well, first we have to realize a big part of our personality and our very being can be taken right from us at any given time, especially with a long-term career we've been in, or even a short-term career where we're providing food and housing for ourselves or our family. So a big piece of us goes into a shock phase when we are either laid off or become unemployed. But we have to remember that true happiness is not something that can ever be taken away from us if we have it within. So, we have to be careful with putting our happiness into our jobs or into our things, because anything can be taken away from us. But we have to understand, too, that it's an opportunity to rebuild ourselves. And then most studies show that happiness can come from people who reinvent themselves and find themselves in a different career if their ability to stay in their long-term career is taken from them.
First Shift with Tony Trubiano on 1310 WDTW.
Next time you need to stop for groceries, the 42,000 members of the United Food and Commercial Workers in Michigan ask you to shop at one of the stores where they work, including Kroger, Meijer, Hillers, and Hollywood Markets. Shopping at these union stores helps support good union jobs, which build healthy communities. If you already shop at these stores, our members want to thank you.
First Shift is more than a radio show.
It's a movement.
And it's Facebook fun as well.
Very impressive.
Add a like to the First Shift with Tony Trupiano page today and tell a friend.
I'm friends with Merlin Olsen, too. He comes over.
Interact with other listeners.
Yo, what's up, diggity doll?
Listen to the song of the day.
Great googly moogly.
Vote in the daily poll.
That's how I roll.
And even win prizes by participating in the contest.
You ever have that feeling you were just born for greatness?
First Shift with Tony Trupiano on Facebook, and also follow us
at Tony Trupiano on Twitter.
Call Tony and be heard. 1-888-552-3595. And now, back to work with First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
Welcome back. 10 minutes before the top of the hour, 888-552-3595. We are open lines at the top of the hour, so if you care to join us, well, now would be the time to do that. 888-552-3595. I'm just kind of sitting here and going, gee, I got two stories in my hand. I'm going, which one should I get to? And they're both the same story. I apparently printed it twice. So I guess I don't need to make a decision there. Jeff, do you feel like I use you? I mean, because like when I have guests, I ignore you. And then when I don't have guests, if I feel like going to you, I do. If I don't, I don't.
No, it gives me time to get caught up on everything else I need to do during the show, so.
Oh, so I'm actually making it easier for you.
I got a podcast and do Facebook and Twitter and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah. Well, then I'm going to stop making it so easy for you. I didn't realize it was helping you. I would have stopped doing it months ago.
Right.
anyway. The whole thing, the big controversy, as you'll recall, was that if, President Obama kept bashing the Republicans, saying that they're anti-worker and they're anti-middle class, that it was going to cost him the election because people and, independents and Republicans would say, no, Mr. President, you can't do that. This is about you. It's not about them, right? We heard that how many times? Polling numbers are out by you're going to love this one, by a margin of 54-40%, independents are now backing the president. And moderate Republicans, by a rate of 57-37%, are backing the president. So apparently, conventional wisdom doesn't always fly where it needs to fly. Gotta fly like an eagle to the sea. So I just,
You're in a very singing mood today.
Yeah, I don't know what that's about. At some level, I was just telling Chris this before he took off. One of my concerns today, and I have a very busy day today. But when you get a weather day like today where it's, overcast and misty and all that stuff, you have a tendency to want to just kind of, just bundle up somewhere and fall asleep. And, of course, I can't do that. I can't even think about doing that. So I'm trying to force myself into a good mood. That's what I'm trying to do.
By singing.
Well, you know.
I think it works.
And unless my singing, of course, pisses you off, and then it doesn't work very well at all.
Well, that's other people's mood. It's your own mood that you're worried about.
Well, yeah, but I try to be all inclusive as I can possibly be. The story from Sunday's paper, just want to mention it. Do you realize that it costs 111% more to send a kid to college now than it did 10 years ago? 111% more.
That sounds about right.
That's a lot of money.
Oh, it is. I mean, it was going up by thousands of dollars per year when I was in college. I can only imagine what it's up to now.
Yeah, I don't know. I really don't know. But, you know, we're about to send Dominic off to Michigan State. Anthony's starting up with more classes in the winter, in January. Thank God Chris has got the GI Bill or we'd be screwed. But I don't know how families can afford college. And, you know, I had this conversation with Dominic Sunday. You know, dude, you know, the financial aid's only going to get you so far. And you know, you need to start searching out grants. And, you know, if need be at some point, loans, student loans, because we're not going to be able to carry the whole load for him. We're just not going to be able to do it. So, you know, I told him, don't wait. Do not wait for grants and scholarships and stuff like that, because they're not going to fall in your lap. You're going to have to go out there and find them and fill out those applications and work for them. They're well worth the effort. They're obviously well worth the effort. But, yeah, college is expensive. You know, there was, you know, and I don't know, was part of your dad's benefits college education?
No, not, I think
he just saved for you?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They did an amazing job of, they, you know, my parents got a financial advisor years ago that helped, you know, get them in the right spots. But they, you know, I did get a, I think it's a grant through GM, but it's not like it was, you know, everyone gets it. I think I had to apply for it and qualify for it.
Okay. Because there was a time, you know, that part of your UAW benefit was college tuition for your children. Up to a certain amount, of course. It wasn't like you could go to Harvard for free. But the point is, it was, you know, it really did help defray the cost of college. That unfortunately, is not available any longer. Quickly want to mention this before we run out of time today, but charities are really are concerned that people are going to stop giving after the first of the year, because this will be the last year that you'll be able to write off donations to charities. You and I have covered this on the show, Jeff, a couple times in the last, 5 months. So charities are asking people, urging people to donate so they can get their tax credit before it dies the first of the year. So for this will be the last year you'll be able to take a write-off. And for a lot of people, that's their motivation for doing it. Right or wrong, it is what it is. Of course, we want to encourage you to still go out and donate money to charities. But for those of you that are doing it for the tax benefit, being that this is your last year, charities are really making an effort to try to get you to donate now. And, of course, this one should come as no surprise, but State Senator Roger Kahn of Saginaw, Republican, has submitted a bill, SB 637, that would require all public school districts in the state of Michigan to require each and every student to recite the Pledge of Allegiance every day. The bill is as follows. The board of a school district or intermediate school district or board of directors of a public school academy shall ensure that each pupil in each public school it operates is required to recite the Pledge of Allegiance to the flag of the United States each school day. If the legislation passes, it is unlikely to survive a legal challenge. The U.S. Supreme Court ruled almost 70 years ago that it was unconstitutional to require a public school student to say the pledge in one of the most famous rulings it has ever handed down. And we've had many challenges since then, folks, to that. But, of course, the Republicans are so good at the legislative level of, you know, beating a dead dog. They just, you know, it's about morals, about values, about ethics, my friends. Very quickly, let's go to Theo in Detroit, and we got to get ready to wrap it up today. Theo, happy Election Day to you.
Thank you. Happy Election Day to you, too.
Thank you.
You were speaking about tuition, and I wanted to tell you some of the things that I found helpful. One, young people can take college courses in high school. It is possible for them to have completed their first year of college when they get their high school diploma. It is also possible for them to have their associate's degree. There are community colleges which provide that, such as Wayne County Community College, and that will save them some money. There are also some people you might say who are eccentric. There are scholarships, for instance, for people named Allison. That's the only requirement. Not a 4.0 GPA, just your name is Allison. The lady left money. And there's another scholarship for people who are left-handed.
Yes, there are. I knew about that one. That one I knew about.
Yeah, so there are many scholarships that have been set up by, you know, folks. Now, there's a foundation for scholarships from Mayor Coleman Young.
Yeah, Theo, we're just out of time, but you're right. Do a little thinking. I'll do a little research, and you'll find it. Folks, that does it for us. Anthony and Jeff, thank you so much for everything that you do. To this amazing audience, off the air, Tony at thetonyshow.org. And as always, I ask that you be well.
WDTW, continuous traffic watch.
Our total traffic update includes the slowdowns on I-75 both directions, trying to get in toward the 696 interchange. The Reuther heavy from 75 out past Southfield M10. We've had a lot of traffic heading in toward downtown at times. It's been pretty slow as you head from the Southfield freeway to the Davison in toward I-94.
WDTW, Motor City Weather.
The forecast from the National Weather Service does include that chance of rain this morning and a high near 65. Tonight, clouds and 54. Tomorrow, they'll look for rain all day and a high near 63. Right now, we have some fog and mist at the airport at 55 degrees. I'm Diane Cross. You're listening to 1310 WDTW, the home of First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
Sound off on our Facebook page, facebook.com/1310WDTWAM.
If you missed today's First Shift with Tony Trupiano, or you want to listen to a segment again, visit our podcast page on 13. 13-